When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Audio Vault on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star is brought to you by AA Best Bail Bonds, 225-2121, or online at mybestbailbonds.com. One San Antonio Sports Star Game of the Week. Energized by Hill Electric and Frost Bank. Presented by Southern Recipes Small Batch Pork Rinds, Mother's Window Tent, Smoky Mo's Barbecue, TSA OG Orthopedics and Spine, and the San Antonio Quarterback Club. Now, let's head to the stadium and join Jason Minix and Rudy J in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth.
Well, from Friday night lights to a sunny Saturday morning, it is our high school game of the week here on 94.1 at San Antonio Sports Star. Good morning, breakfast, tacos, and football. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. Weird scheduling shifts last week with the game on a Saturday night that got delayed, went into overtime, pushed to Monday. So all the UIL rules say you got to play that thing on at Saturday. So Churchill finished up their game against Madison on Monday. Madison and Churchill's games moved to Saturday morning, and here we are at Comalander Stadium with what should be a great 28-6A district matchup between the Johnson Jaguars and the Churchill Chargers.
Yeah, both teams coming in undefeated, both teams in the top 10. You know, Churchill did get the win. It was a weird game, though, Jason, when you read about it. I wasn't there, but Madison was like, you know, let's get this over with. You know, they're going for two. They get a delayed game, get pushed back to the eight, and they say, we're still going for two. Let's get this over with. But nonetheless, Churchill comes out the winner. Beautiful day. It's different for me. I got here. You know, the sun's right in my face. You got your shades down. But
well, you got your shades on.
Yeah, I have to. I have no choice. But I'm excited, man, because we've seen Johnson in person. We got to see them versus O'Connor. They put on a great show. Our first time getting to see Churchill this year. Coach Harris has done a great job. They talked about weathering the storm. And guess what? They literally weathered the storm last week. This should be a great game. It's a beautiful day out here.
Well, and you look at Johnson coming in with a 2-0 record. They had a bye, so this is their district opener after they opened the season with wins over Judson and O'Connor. Right. As for the Churchill Chargers, this is their best start to a season since 2015. They haven't started a season 4-0 since 2014. Wow. You know, they've been up, they've been down. You look at what Ron Harris, the head coach in his ninth season there, is doing. He's getting his guys to buy in, and they are turning people over. They are +6 on the season in the turnover category. 8 fumble recoveries, only 1 interception on the year. But, man, if you're getting 8 fumble recoveries in 3 games, that tells me your defense is knocking the snot out of people and trying to separate man from football.
Separate man from football, and you're also coaching the technique on stripping the football. So, and trust me, if we know that, Coach T.P. Miller knows that, and I'm almost positive, considering they're coming off of a bye, I'm almost positive ball security has been a point of emphasis for Johnson this week, and we're going to hear from Coach T.P. Miller a little bit later in the show.
We'll hear from both coaches, Ron Harris as well, this morning's broadcast.
How many
energized
games have you done?
By Hill Electric. For over 3 decades, Hill Electric is available to you 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com. The game broadcast also sponsored by Frost. They want you to make a winning financial call. Contact a Frost banker for advice 24/7. Day or night. I don't know that I've ever done breakfast tacos and football. This is my 26th season. We've done day games before, afternoon games. We've done Saturday night games. You get into late October, November, you know, I'll do a 2 o'clock. I've never done an 11 a.m. kickoff for high school football.
In 25, 26 years, never.
No.
Wow. No. A first for Jason Minix in this booth?
You know what? I mean, it's weird because, you know, kind of like coaches, kind of like athletes, you're a creature of habit.
Right.
Well, my pregame meal at a high school stadium is a Frito pie.
So what's the deal? Where is it?
Well,
Robbins didn't do his job. Robbins brought tacos. Where's the Frito pie?
Tacos have arrived here because I haven't eaten yet. I'm not used to being up this early, quite frankly. I had to get up earlier today for this game than I do during the week.
Set up. Yeah.
So the Frito pie is going to happen at halftime. And I know it's going to happen because John Robbins brought a helper today, his son Boone, in the broadcast booth. This is broadcast booth debut for Boone Robbins. And Boone Robbins wants a Frito pie.
Right.
So I know we're going to get Frito pies. It's just going to be halftime. So we're all out of kilter. We don't have James Pledger today. Edwin Hafner is producing on this Saturday morning.
This is, I woke up and I was like, wait, I got to.
You got to go to work.
I was like, wait, what time do I need to leave? What time do I need? It's different.
And your traffic to get out here is different.
Still a little bit different. Normally, I see Joe Reinagel. You guys are finishing up the blitz. A little bit different, but what a beautiful day for football, right?
Well, it is a beautiful day, and I'm curious with the coaches. A Friday night, making sure all the guys were home, got a good night's rest, making sure, what time did they have to bring them up to the school today for an 11 a.m. kickoff? Did they have breakfast tacos?
Routine, Jason.
Well, that's it. Let's figure out what these boys all had for breakfast today. We'll visit with Coach Ron Harris next here on our High School Game of the Week, the Saturday morning version here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Smoky Mo's Texas Barbecue is the best barbecue in San Antonio. Tailgating or game watching, build your own barbecue group pack with sliced brisket, turkey, pork loin, or meats of your choice, and all the classic barbecue sides. And let Smoky Mo's take care of the food while you cheer for the team. Early kickoff, make everyone happy with Smoky Mo's breakfast taco boxes for a crowd. This season, we'd love to see you at our 7 Smoky Mo's locations or order for pickup or delivery at SmokyMo'sBBQ.com.
Working from home, you realize you don't have enough outlets or USB ports. Hill Electric can fix that for you. For over 3 decades, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio homes and businesses. From adding an outlet, fixing that fuse that always blows, or that flickering light, Hill Electric has the right service at the right price, and there is never a service charge and always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or go to hill-electric.com.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Injuries happen, and when they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, dislocation, sprains, and strains. Conveniently located in the Quarry area with extended hours Monday through Saturday with on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury, and best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Learn more online at TSAOG.com.
94-1. Welcome back to our high school game of the week here on 94-1 San Antonio Sports Star on this Saturday morning out at Comalander Stadium. Churchill and Johnson in a 28-6A battle coming up. And let's visit with Churchill head coach Ron Harris in his ninth season leading the Chargers. And coach, I mean, we're here on a Saturday morning because, last Saturday night you had to wait to finish off the Madison Mavericks on Monday. Take us through what it was like last week in overtime with Madison when the Lightning hit.
Well, yeah, we had just, actually finished regulation, clock ran down to zeros and the last play of regulation when they came on and told us about the Lightning delay and cleared the field. So we sat around and did, and, the UIL has a hard and fast rule that Saturday going into Sunday, you cannot play past midnight. And so once we realized with the Lightning delay, there was no way we were going to be able to finish before midnight, the game was postponed until Monday.
And then, you know, Monday, from what I understand, 14 total minutes off a regular clock, not even game clock, for you to beat Madison in overtime.
Nine snaps.
Nine snaps total.
Yes, sir.
But you get the win, and now you get breakfast tacos before a football game.
Yeah. It's, you know, a little different. A lot of coaches probably very happy with the opportunity to just wake up and go play and, you know, get it done with, not waiting around all day. Sometimes waiting all day long for those night games can be kind of nerve wracking. So we don't have to worry about that. We just got to worry about getting the cobwebs cleared and being awake so that we can get up and go.
You know, and with an 11 a.m. kickoff coming up in just a couple of minutes, I imagine you probably had the guys up at the school, before 8 o'clock this morning, go through a routine and just go play. I guess there is that advantage. It isn't all day waiting for kickoff at, say, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. We had the kids report at 7:45. Like you said, we did our walkthrough and our normal pregame routine and then just got on the buses about 10 to 9 and came over to the stadium.
And then, you know, Gary Yar, so what was your breakfast taco this morning?
Actually, we went pancakes.
Oh, you went pancakes?
We carb-loaded with the kids, yes.
Nice. Now, I look at this Churchill team. You guys are 3-0, got that big overtime district win over Madison, started Saturday, finished Monday, as we've talked about. What is different about this year's Churchill team, a Chargers team that hasn't started 4-0 since 2014? You guys are off to such a great start.
I think it's returning experience in a lot of key positions, especially offensive skill and the offensive line. It's a really good chemistry and camaraderie these kids have built, you know, entirely through the offseason. You know, our associate head coach, Luke Moody, ran a great program. Building in, talked to the kids and created an acronym for our theme for the year. And the kids have bought into that. And, there's just a different feel in the locker room in terms of the closeness and camaraderie of the kids.
And the theme of the year is?
The acronym is the Storm. And we talk about weathering the storm. And then, you know, we have a couple of buzzwords for each of the letters. Whether it's dealing with adversity or trying to dictate and initiate positive outcomes.
You know, weathering the storm, and that's exactly what you had to do Saturday night. And, you know, with this Johnson football team and the speed that they have, you know, you're probably going to have to weather this storm today as well. What are you seeing on the Jaguars on tape, a team that's coming off of a bye week?
Yeah, they're extremely, extremely talented. I mean, everybody knows about Ty Hawkins and what he can do, but, you know, the running back Bubba Johnson and the receiver number 80, I'm sorry, I know jersey numbers a lot better, King Johnson, I believe his name is, you know, that's their big three. And they do a tremendous job. They've got a big physical, experienced offensive line as well. And defensively, they got kids that just run around and create chaos and havoc. And, they're a very, very talented football team. It'll be a tremendous challenge this afternoon.
Well, and obviously you guys undefeated. Tell me about the Churchill defense. What are some of the names I'm going to be saying a lot this afternoon?
Well, hopefully you're talking a lot about number 14, Perkuntz, one of our outside linebackers. Hopefully he'll be completely effective. He's been dealing with a thigh bruise here a little bit, and hopefully it doesn't slow him down too bad. Inside linebacker, number 34, Roman Romo, is another key and stalwart to our defense. But, it's going to take all 11 of us, you know, to try to contain all their weapons. And really, honestly, the best defense we have is if our offense can make first downs, control the line of scrimmage, control the tempo, and keep Hawkins and his bunch on the sideline watching the game as much as possible.
Well, and you talk about your offense. I mean, Hunter Pavlicek's throwing the ball well this year, but he's getting it done with his legs, and you got a couple of good running backs as well to control that clock.
Yeah, and whether it's Hunter doing what he's done, I mean, he's been very good to this point, knock on wood, you know, completing 70% of his passes, and kind of a running back by committee, and those three kids are all doing really well. But it's really a testament to those five guys, six guys up front that are playing regularly in the offensive line. They're the ones that are dictating the line of scrimmage and protecting Hunter when he does drop the throw.
Good deal. Coach, good luck this morning into this afternoon in a District 28-6A showdown. Appreciate the time.
You're very welcome, sir.
As we continue on the pregame show, we'll visit with Johnson head coach T.P. Miller. He joins us next here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
The Golf Club of Texas has some of the best course conditions with the friendliest staff. The golf is great. They have a lighted driving range and practice area. While it feels like a country club, it's not a private club. It's open to the public, so bring the family into the 10 Cup Bar. It's the nicest sit-down restaurant in that area of SA, specializing in Texas food, wine, and spirits. For golf or dinner, go to Golf Club of Texas off Highway 90, online at golfclubtexas.com. The Golf Club of Texas, the friendliest golf course in Texas.
Mother's Window Tint, your car stereo and auto security headquarters, has a smoking hot deal. Purchase any Mother's Window Tint, car stereo, remote start, or car alarm and get a 1 month free membership to the CFL Smoke Shop's private Amsterdam Club, located next to Mother's on 281 North. Enjoy your gummies in comfort while you get your windows tinted with any one of our high quality, fully guaranteed films to stop the blazing hot summer sun from burning up you and your car's interior. Mothers Window Tint.com, with stores in San Antonio and Austin. Follow us on Facebook. Add a professional layer of security to your car with our remote start car alarm combo. Make your car go thump, 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 mother thump with one of our subwoofers, stereos, backup cameras, name brands, and expert installation. Remember, do it at Mothers and save!
Experience first-class service at Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio. Shop incredible offers on a large inventory of new and slightly pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, like newly stocked certified 2023 C300 sedans at only $49,991. Plus, see our available low interest rates at mbofsa.com. That's newly stocked certified 2023 C300s for just $49,991. Experience the Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio difference today on San Pedro Avenue. For complete offer details, visit mbofsa.com.
94-1. Welcome back to our 94-1 San Antonio Sports Star High School Game of the Week. I'm Jay Semenix on this Saturday morning out at Comalander Stadium with Johnson head coach T.P. Miller as you get ready for a district showdown with Churchill. And let's start there. It's Saturday morning. I've never done breakfast tacos in a football broadcast, coach. How odd is it for your schedule not to necessarily play on a Saturday, but with an 11 a.m. kickoff?
Man, so I told the guys, I said, fellas, this is what if you're planning to play collegiately, this is what a collegiate ball football feel like Saturday mornings and Saturday evenings, Saturday afternoons. I mean, but the one thing about our guys is they're resilient, and when I say resilient, they adapt and they adjust. And just like the coaches, we just had to adapt and we had to adjust with everything planned throughout the entire week.
Now, obviously, with weather and the shuffling of schedules from a week ago, you guys are coming off of a bye, so an extra day. But what was the schedule like before you get here to the stadium? What time did you have the boys up at the school this morning?
Oh, well, the boys got here 7 a.m. in the morning, and then we just start our normal routine, 7 a.m. and meetings. And we want to keep the athletes in a normal game week routine as much as possible. And so that's what we did. And the good thing is our team, we're a morning practice team, so the juices were flowing this morning.
Do you like the early bye? I mean, you have non-district wins over Judson, O'Connor, then a bye so early on in the season.
You know, you can look at it different ways. You know, you always try to look at the positive. The best positive about having the early bye, it came at a perfect time. You know, we had guys that were starting to getting sick. You know, you start of school. So, you know, the strep, the viruses are going around. So it kind of worked out for our team in regards to just being healthy all around. We got all that out of our system, and now we can really focus on this morning and starting off fast in district play.
And obviously, you know, I look at the defense, which has played well through those first two games. Will Adair injured in the O'Connor game, not on the two deep today. Who's got to step up and be the next guy up for the Johnson Jaguars defensively?
you know, all of our guys on the defensive line, Coach Castro does, and Coach Metter does a phenomenal job with the defensive line, and we preach that next man up mentality. And even throughout the O'Connor, the scrimmage, and the Judson game, we had several athletes that were rotating in there on the defensive line. So we have Zach Hawthorne stepped in there, did a phenomenal job. We have Court Robinson that's already on there. We have Anthony Bass. We have Eli. We have Lincoln. We have so many guys that can step up and contribute, and that's a good thing to have in regards to our defensive line play.
Looking at film this week of Churchill, who come in undefeated, they beat Madison in overtime in a game that started on Saturday and ended on a Monday night. I don't remember the last time the Chargers had this kind of a start. I mean, it's 2015, 2016, something like that. What are you seeing from Churchill on tape that makes them so dangerous?
You know, Coach Harris and their coaching staff do a great job, you know, just preaching physicality, and that shows up on tape. They're a strong team, and we have to match their physical play in the trenches. And good thing about the Jaguars, you know, we take pride in everything, and that was a target for us in the off season, in the summer, and this fall, and just maintaining our strength and matching physical play of our opponents.
Well, and the game that I saw against O'Connor, you guys certainly did that. And, you know, Ty Hawkins deservedly gets a ton of attention, but Bubba Johnson and some of those receivers, I mean, you've got athletes all over the place there at Johnson.
Yes, I mean, they do a great job. You know, Bubba has grown tremendously. Offensive line has grown tremendously, but he catching the ball in space and running downhill between tackles and knowing when to get out of bounds and when to run somebody over because that's in his DNA as well. But, you know, Andres Benavides, he is one of our other running backs, and he's shown great things throughout practice and throughout games. So it's just the Jaguars are doing well, and we're excited to start off district play this morning and to see where if we can meet our goals.
And you mentioned district play starting this morning for you guys, for Churchill, already 1-0 in district play, but it is this morning. I know I had a breakfast taco earlier. What is the breakfast taco of choice for one Coach T.P. Miller?
Man, Coach Garcia, or one of our defensive coordinators, just introduced me to beans, bacon, and chorizo taco. And I kind of looked at him kind of odd when he first handed it to me, but I tried it out and it was pretty good. So right now that was a choice this morning.
That was an interesting combination, because I've done bean and cheese with bacon, and I've done chorizo. All right, that's the next up for me to try. I like that combination, not the normal. I'm generic bacon, egg, and cheese, but I like that. That might be soon for me in my belly.
Trust me, I looked at him crazy the first time he said, "Just try it, don't knock it." And I said, "Wow." Wow, yeah.
Good deal. Well, let's see if it brings you luck today here at Comalander Stadium. Coach T.P. Miller, always appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
We will look at starting lineups when we come back. We've got Churchill and Johnson coming up here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait!
unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
94.1 FM.
Back here at Comalander Stadium on this Saturday morning for our high school game of the week. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Mannix. The 3-0 Churchill Charges, officially the home team, and coming out of their inflatable tunnel on the near side of the football field. On the far side, the Johnson Jaguars burst through their banner. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. We'll start with the visiting Johnson offense, led by quarterback Ty Hawkins. Bubba Johnson, the running back. Carlo Ruiz, the halfback. Your wide receivers, King Johnson, Gabe Simpson, and Josh Littleton. Xavier Wilburn at left tackle, Zay Diaz at left guard. Joshua McNeil's the center on the right side of that Jaguar offensive line. Grant Bedell at guard and Austin Sekula at right tackle. Defensively for the Jaguars, they are still without Willadair. Kia Menno gets the start down front along with Court Robinson and Anthony Bass. Your linebackers, Hunter Willis, Walker D. Harse, Matthew Garcia, and Chad Pantuso. In the secondary, Walker Cherry and Elijah Henderson. Your safeties, Sam Draper and Clint Modell. The Jaguars, coached by T.P. Miller, his second season as head coach. They have a 9-4 record. For the Churchill offense, led by quarterback Hunter Pavelchuk. Harold Relliford is the tailback. Diego Sostre is a wide receiver along with Miles Pace and David Flores. Caleb Pendolfi is the tight end. On the offensive line, Mason Youngman at right tackle. Diego Aguirre at right guard. Brandon Schuster is the center. Caleb Popham and Jacob Bentley on the left side. Defensively for the Chargers down front, Freddie Padilla, Patrick Severance, and Charles Klein. Cooper Kuntz, Vance Hawkins, Roman Romo, and Sam Smith are your linebackers. Your corners are Dom Rios and Andrew Hernandez. Sutton Cantrell and Ty Webb are your safeties. The Churchill Chargers, coached by Ron Harris, in his ninth season, a 46-45 record. We will have kickoff when we come back here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Stop paying all those crazy fees on ticket apps. Need tickets? Stay local and call Awesome Tickets. Big games, big concerts, big events. Awesome Tickets is your personal ticket broker. Any city, any event. Awesome Tickets has your tickets for all the sports, concerts, and events from San Antonio to Las Vegas. Avoid the ticket app fees. Since 1994, Awesome Tickets is local and veteran-owned. Call 210-226-5136 or online at awesometix.com. That's awesometix.com.
Announcing the newest addition to Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio, the brand new commercial van center featuring Sprinter vans. Our Sprinter sales and service center brings you affordable vans designed for any need. Get competitively priced options with any of our work vans, 15-passenger vans, and even conversion vans. Plus, take advantage of our new mobile service van. When you're too busy to come to the dealership, we'll come to you. See Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio or visit SprinterVansOfSA.com.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-652-5656. 800-652-5656. That's 800-652-5656.
94.1 FM.
Back here at Comalander Stadium in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. NCE General Contractors, based in San Antonio, is one of the fastest growing nationwide general contractors, building relationships first, then buildings that last. Learn more about NCE General Contractors online at ncegc.co.
I feel like I'm being cooked slow and low right now. I'm about to pull these blinds down a little bit. But now that you know what both coaches have for breakfast, Jason, how do you see this game going?
Well, I think about T.P. Miller and the beans, bacon, and chorizo that was recommended by Matthew Garcia. Feels like you're going to have a little bit more pep in your step. You know, I understand the carbo loading with pancakes. I'm not the biggest pancake guy.
Really?
I mean, they're wonderful. They're delicious, but they just fill you up. I eat pancakes for breakfast. I need a nap.
No, I absolutely do. But no, I'm looking forward to this matchup. Again, two top teams. We've had Johnson. I'm going to really looking forward to seeing what Churchill brings to the plate with Hunter Pavlicek. He talked to us about his defense on Cooper Kuntz and Roman Romo, his two linebackers. So let's see if they can slow down Ty Hawkins, Bubba Johnson, and King Johnson. He said number 80. I'm bad with names, but then he got the name right. So Churchill defense, Johnson offense. Churchill's been taking the ball away. Let's see if Johnson can protect it.
The Chargers will have the ball first as Johnson is set to kick off. Kickoff brought to you by the San Antonio Quarterback Club, celebrating their 76th year. The San Antonio Quarterback Club meets every Tuesday and is a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. To learn more, sign up, go to the meetings, saqbclub.com, and support the San Antonio Quarterback Club this Tuesday out at the Quarry. A couple of head coaches are going to stop by for the 11 a.m. meeting. You'll have Trinity head coach, guy that's played in two Super Bowls, Jeremy Urban, along with North Texas head football coach, Eric Morris. And this game on this Saturday morning underway. Kick down to the 5-yard line. The Chargers with the chance to return it up to the 15. Makes a move at the 20, across the 25, and down near the 29-yard line is where Hunter Pavlicek and this Charger offense will get started.
Really good return, getting it out to almost just about the 30. Let's see how Churchill comes out here. Jason's first few plays will be scripted. Probably want to stay away from penalties to start off. This way you can stay on script. Let's see this Johnson defense, who really, when all actuality, if you think about it, Jason, a little bit underrated because the offense is so good.
The Chargers in their black helmets, black jerseys with white numbers and gray pants. Johnson, blue helmets, white jerseys with blue numbers and the Columbia blue pants. Out of the shotgun, handoff right side on the first play of the game. And up to the 35-yard line goes Harold Rutherford.
Yeah, put his arm right on the back of the tackle, just crept up through that hole. Really nice gain to start this drive for Churchill by Rutherford.
They give him 7 yards on that.
Yeah, really good game.
Run. That was a solid, solid run.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to... In honor of Dion, I think I might leave my shades on today, Jason. I can actually see better, to tell you the truth. Well, Robbins is struggling back here.
I thought you were going to be like Dion and bring everybody in the booth glasses.
I should have.
Hunter Pavlicek on 2nd and 3 works out of the shotgun. Going from our right to left, sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. He'll keep it himself. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. Crosses the 40 and is brought down near the 41-yard line by Ty Webb. But certainly enough yardage there to pick up a first down for Churchill.
Really good technique there by Pavlicek. Kind of stuck it in the running back's belly. The fool Johnson, he gets outside, moves the chains. But this is going to be, you know, what we're going to see from Churchill. Johnson's going to have to make some adjustments in this RPO-style running that Churchill just showed them right now. Two great gains to start this drive for Churchill.
1st and 10 from the 42-yard line. Two receivers right, ball on the near hash. Pavlicek takes the shotgun snap, looking downfield, dumps over the middle, and it's intercepted. Coming back the other way across midfield on the interception is Walker Cherry, and he is going to be stopped at the original line of scrimmage at the 42-yard line. And for Pavlicek, the first interception he has thrown this season.
One of the cardinal rules is you don't throw across the middle of the field late. That was a couple pump fakes, kind of waited. Great protection. Never saw Walker Cherry. Walker Cherry stepped right in front, kind of read the quarterback's eyes as we, you know, learn all eyes on quarterback-type defense by Johnson. Great job of Cherry stepping in front, but really tough decision there by Pavlicek to throw it that late across the middle of the field.
The Johnson offense will have their initial possession in Churchill territory at the Charger 42-yard line. Ty Hawkins fakes the handoff, looking, going long on the first play, the takeaway, and the touchdown, and it's dropped in the end zone. They went for it all. They tried to go up for the home run after the turnover.
Well, there's a couple things there, Jason. I thought, you know, the ball hung in the air quite some time. I thought number 23, Andrew Hernandez, was going to be able to get back there and make the play. It should have been an interception, but once the interception didn't happen, it should have been a touchdown. So both guys had a chance to catch the ball. It just didn't happen. Wonder if they saw it in the sun. I'm not sure. I can't tell. I'm not out there.
For King Johnson, 11 catches on the year. That's one that he's going to wish he could have back. On second and 10, Bubba Johnson gets the carry, looking for room up the middle, breaks a tackle, gets down to about the 35-yard line to bring up third down, and it looks like four.
I like this. I like the decision by TP. Let's go deep early. I like the decision. Pretty good, decent coverage, enough to distract King, and then they get a run. Now we're looking at third and three, Jason.
Hawkins back to throw, has a man open. That's King Johnson, makes the catch this time, and he loses the ball as he was getting tackled. I thought he was down. It looked like that far official was marking his forward progress. The ball comes out, and, yeah, they're going to give him forward progress, it looks like.
And they're going to say he's down because the ball did come out, Jason. You're right. But he almost gave up his forward progress, what it seemed like to me. He got like he had the forward progress, but then he runs backwards. Always a tough call for the refs, but they ruled him down on that fumble.
And enough for the first down. A fresh set of downs here for Johnson.
It's tough already beating Johnson, the number three ranked team, but it's even tougher when you turn the ball over, Jason. And Churchill's been winning the turnover battle. See if they can get it back.
Ball on the far hash. Man comes in motion. Hawkins hands it off. Bubba Johnson up the middle, trying to break it to the outside. He's at the numbers at the 30 and ridden down around the 26, 27-yard line.
We had Bubba against O'Connor. And so many times in that game, it looked like O'Connor's about to get a great tackle. And then Bubba's so shifty, feet always moving. He's so tough to bring down. He's always privileged, makes the first guy miss all the time, and we saw it right there on that run. Good game by Bubba.
Coming in and only through two games this year, Bubba Johnson averages 9-1 a carry. Here's a shot into the end zone. Catch made, touchdown. King Johnson isn't letting this one hit the turf. The Jaguars strike first.
What a great pass. Pretty much a jump ball. We've seen that with the bigger receivers. Quarterbacks say, you know what, I trust my receiver. If I throw it at its peak, King is going to go get it. That's exactly what Ty and King did right there. Great defense, just too much King Johnson.
Third touchdown catch of the year for King Johnson. For Ty Hawkins, his third touchdown pass. Noah Garza on for the extra point try. Troy Craigren is the holder. Snap a little bit behind him, and it's blocked by the Chargers. The extra point blocked. So the kick, no good. Not a great snap, and that affected the outcome. 8:35 to play, first quarter. Johnson 6, Churchill 0 here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota construction equipment. Featuring durable Kubota engines, more comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. The Kubota construction lineup shows up ready to work every day. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for 0 down, 0% APR for up to 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
From the Gulf of Mexico to the Hill Country of Texas, for 75 years, Ewald Kubota is your Kubota dealer.
Injuries happen, and when they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, dislocations, sprains, and strains. Conveniently located in the Quarry area with extended hours Monday through Saturday with on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury, and best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Learn more online at TSAOG.com.
San Antonio Sports Star.
Back at Comalander Stadium, where the Jaguars take advantage of the turnover. Five plays, 42 yards, a minute 44 off the clock. The 26-yard pass from Hawkins to King Johnson. Pooch kick fielded at the 35-yard line with the fair catch. The scoring summary brought to you by Smoky Mo's Barbecue, now with 7 area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, visit SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit.
You know, great throw and catch that time. There's really not much that Andrew Hernandez could do. You know, King Johnson, a little bit taller than him. They throw the jump ball. A really great defense, just a great job of catching the ball at his peak by King.
Under center is Hunter Pavlicek, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Not much. Well, I was going to say not much there, and then all of a sudden you look at some 5-yard pickup.
Wow, they gave him 5 yards on that. Yeah, a little pushing of the pile by that Churchill offensive line. Always fun to see that. I like the gray pants, actually.
Look like
I like those gray Churchill
Nicole
pants.
Perry on that run.
Yeah, it was. Great game.
You know, kind of looked like a lot of offense that Jeff Traylor and the UTSA Roadrunners saw last night. And they saw a lot of it. 45 minutes or so time of possession for
what
Army.
Insane. Insane.
Second down and 5 here for the Churchill Chargers. 3 down front for the Jaguars. Rutherford hitting the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Those 3 down linemen get a lot of pressure, and then Chad Pantuso comes in to clean up the mess, to drop the Chargers for a loss. It's now 3rd and long.
Yeah, it seems like Johnson's kind of settled in a little bit here on that run defense. That play really never had a chance. Now if you're Ron Harris and Churchill, again, are you coming off a turnover? I'm telling my quarterback, you got to make your decision and make it quick. Can't hold the ball against this Johnson defense. They're just too fast.
3rd and 7 here for Churchill. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Rutherford in the backfield. Hunter Pavlicek working out of the shotgun. Going back to throw. Has all day. Has time. Nobody open. He's going to take off and run, looking down the near sideline. And it's 3-on-1, and Pavlicek will lose that battle. Ends up only picking up 2 positive yards. It's 4th down and punt time for the Chargers.
I like the decision by Pavlicek. Live to fight another day. You're coming off of a situation where you just throw an interception and you end up giving up 6 points to Johnson. Tuck it and run. Your defense has been solid all year. Get back out there and give them a chance to play. Now you get to kind of flip the field a little bit if you get a good punt here, Jason.
Jason Cardenas is on to punt it away for Churchill. King Johnson to return it for Johnson. Cardenas gets the punt away. Nice high punt. Fair catch called for. Backpedaling and made at the 20-yard line, maybe the 21. And King Johnson, yeah. His reaction, I don't know if he
tweaked it. Look like he tweaked the ankle or calf
something.
Or something. Yeah.
I mean, he was having to backpedal a little bit.
Or did he? Or on the touchdown, he kind of banged himself up a little bit on that touchdown catch, Jason, and it's still bothering him clearly.
We'll see how that affects him the rest of the day. That was a great punt. They're officially going to mark it, looks like, the 22-yard line. And for the Johnson offense, as they come out onto the field, I do not see number 80 out at wide receiver. Hawkins. Hands it off. Bubba Johnson, left side. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet. Crosses the 30. Breaks another tackle. And is finally ridden out of bounds across the 40.
So hard to bring down. Great job making the move, making the first guy miss. Then he hit him with the Derrick Henry stiff arm and just kept on rolling. Bubba Johnson's such a tough guy to bring down at any point, especially when he gets to that 3rd level.
1st and 10 from the 45-yard line, and Churchill will take a defensive timeout. We'll keep it right here. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. Our high school game of the week, energized by Hill Electric for over 3 decades. Hill Electric is available to you 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com. Today's game also brought to you by Frost. They proudly support this game broadcast. Frost believes that you don't have to bank with Frost to matter to Frost. Bankers are available 24/7 to answer your financial questions.
Churchill's like, hey, that's the 2nd big run by Bubba. They had the big play by King. Let's talk this over. Let's settle down. Let's break down and make our tackles. Let's just relax. Relax. It's tough playing against this Johnson team. Again, they come out and they score on you as quick as they did. You got to just kind of relax, settle in, make plays, and do what you've been working on all week.
over at Hero Stadium on this Saturday morning as we check score updates powered by 210varsity.com and Mother's Window Tent. Roosevelt with a 7-0 lead on the Madison Mavericks. First and 10 from the 45 after the timeout. Ty Hawkins, quick pass out in the flat, deflected in the air, nearly intercepted, but it does drop to the turf. He was trying to hit Bubba Johnson on a screen pass.
And we talked about this, or you talked about this with Coach Ron Harris. He said, who am I going to be talking about on this Churchill defense? And he said Cooper Koontz. Great job of getting his hands up, jumping, and batting that pass down. That's what you need. You need your playmakers to make plays to put you in better situations. That was a great job by Cooper Koontz that time, coming on the blitz, getting his hands up, and batting that ball down.
Two receivers right, two to the left. None of them are number 80, King Johnson, for the Johnson offense. Second and 10 from the 45. Empty backfield now for Hawkins as he's going back to throw. The future TCU commit scrambling near side, running out of real estate, and he has a nice toss over to the coaching staff of the Churchill Chargers. It's third down and 10.
I thought Ethan Day, number 85 receiver for Johnson, I know the ref is watching, you know, the backfield, but I thought he got away with the hold. They were trying to set up a screen, Jason, and he engaged early, number one and number two. I thought he was holding, got away with it, but nonetheless, Churchill taking that timeout comes and makes two disruptive plays.
Third down and 10 here for Johnson. Hawkins with two in the backfield. Two receivers right, one to the left. Churchill coming with the blitz under pressure. Hawkins takes off and run, makes one miss. Still on his feet, has the first down and then some at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Into the end zone, touchdown, Ty Hawkins. 55 yards on the run, and Johnson now leads 12-0.
You talk about making lemonade from lemons. That play was dead to rights. Churchill had him caught. He steps up in the pocket, makes one guy miss, and goes to the house. That's what we just talked about, Jason. Your playmakers making plays, and that's what Ty Hawkins just did. What a run.
Last extra point was blocked. Not a great snap. Troy Craigun did a nice job of at least fielding the snap and getting the hold down. Here's a good snap. Kick is up by Noah Garza. Kick is good. And with 5:49 to play here in the first quarter, our new score, Johnson 13, Churchill 0 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
The Golf Club of Texas has some of the best course conditions with the friendliest staff. The golf is great. They have a lighted driving range and practice area. While it feels like a country club, it's not a private club. It's open to the public, so bring the family into the 10 Cup Bar. It's the nicest sit-down restaurant in that area of SA, specializing in Texas food, wine, and spirits. For golf or dinner, go to Golf Club of Texas off Highway 90, online at golfclubtexas.com. The Golf Club of Texas, the friendliest golf course in Texas.
NCE General Contractors, based in San Antonio, is one of the fastest-growing nationwide general contractors with a focus on commercial new construction, design-build projects, building renovations, tenant finish-outs, site upgrades, and building maintenance. NCE President Brian Ehrlich, a former Madison quarterback and proud to support high school football in San Antonio, building relationships first, then buildings that last. Learn more about NCE General Contractors online at ncegc.co. That's ncegc.co.
San Antonio Sports Star.
The Smoky Mo's Barbecue scoring summary. Four plays, 78 yards, 32 seconds off the clock. Hawkins with the 55-yard run. High short kick. Sostre will field it at the 15 for Churchill. Cross the 20. Runs into his own guy and then gets dropped around the 28-yard line. Smoky Mo's Barbecue has 7 area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, visit SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit.
Man, TCU's got a football player headed their way in a couple years, don't they? What a run by Ty Hawkins. Tough break for Churchill. You get two great plays after you call a timeout defensively. You have him sacked in the backfield. He makes a guy miss and goes to the house. That's why he's Ty Hawkins. Well, tough break for Churchill.
And credit offense coordinator Micah Burrow for calling a play where you basically had the middle open. Churchill came with that defense, and the way you had it planned, everybody was on the perimeter. Here's a run for about 9, maybe 10 for the Churchill Chargers. Good, strong run on their first play of this drive.
Good run. Number 22, Nicola Perry, great run getting behind that right side. They're really enjoying themselves running behind that right tackle. That is Mason Youngman, number 51. That's where they've had their success, is running on that right side. Let's see if they stick to that. They're waiting on the play now. Kind of taking their time, though, Jason, even though down 13, I get it. Now, but you want to get the right play in.
Perry, only a junior, While he's not the starting running back, right, that's Relaford. He leads the team in not only carries but yards. 47 carries for 177 yards. Four touchdowns coming into this one. Gets two there. Second down and eight.
It just goes to show out there, kids, if you're riding around with mom or dad running some errands, no matter who starts the game.
That's it.
We got kind of, you got to get caught up in who's starting. No, you know, you could, if you, once you get out there, make some plays, and that's what Nicola Perry's been doing, obviously.
Second down and eight, ball on their own 40. Chargers trailing 13-0. Pavelchak inside handoff, run up the middle, and it's about 5 yards there, if not a little bit more.
I like that misdirection call there. Little inside run to Sebastian Vasquez. A little misdirection. Kind of keep. That's what you have to do when you're playing against Johnson. Got to get some guys spread out. Get them going one way and go the other. Like that play call by Churchill.
Third down and three. Scoreboard says 45. Clearly my eyes say the 45. From the 45, I don't know. That short. That run is going to be short. See, if they were at the 40, that would be enough. Let's see what Ron Harris does here.
Oh, they're going. You got to go, coach. You got to go.
Fourth and short near midfield, you're down 13-0 against a high-scoring Johnson team that averages 35.5 a game.
Army went for it every time last night. I'm going Army. Army, how many fourth downs did Army go? Let's go,
five? Churchill. They will go for it. Get stood up, pushed back. I don't think he gets it. What a great defensive push.
And the ball came out.
By the Johnson defense. I don't know if the ball came out before the fumble. I never saw any official throw anything. I think Pavelchak just knew he didn't have it. Whistles were there, and he was gone. There was no push. That's exactly the defensive stand that Jeff Traylor was looking for all night last night with that UTSA defensive front. They just didn't get it. And that was, I think, the biggest surprise,
right,
of last night's game.
Yeah,
I was surprised at the score.
Right. I think Churchill should have punted.
Shut up. Johnson's offense back out on the field. Second time here in this opening quarter, they will start a drive in Churchill territory. There's jumping by the Churchill defense. Free play. Firing downfield and incomplete as they tried to connect. Hawkins did with Gabe Simpson. Pulling an old Aaron Rodgers. We've got him offsides. We get the free play. Let's go. First penalty of the game on either team, and it's a 5-yard penalty against the Chargers. According to our referee, Gerald Green, Jared Higdon is the umpire, Robert Bilali, the headline judge, Robert Cousy, the line judge, Mike Pitts, the back judge, Dan Villalobos is the field judge, and Jordan Bali, the side judge. So now first and five for the Jaguars. Hawkins with two receivers left, two to the right. Going back to throw, has incomplete on the far side, and that will be enough for a first down to the 35-yard line.
Still no King Johnson, Jason, but still hasn't stopped this Johnson offense from moving the ball. See King over there, right? He's standing up. He's moving around a bit, but still not back in the game.
For Carlo Ruiz, that was his second catch of the year. Fresh set of downs now for Johnson. Hawkins. Hands it off. Bubba Johnson breaks it to the left at the 30. Still going inside the 25 and brought down near the 23-yard line. 12 yards and a first down there for Bubba Johnson.
Great job up front by that left side of the Johnson offensive line. Never was even touched until he already had the first down. Although, you know, I like to give Bubba Johnson his flowers, but that right there, that run was all offensive line.
2.5 to play here still in the first quarter. Johnson breaks this one to the outside, makes another one miss. He's going to be close to a first down. Told you coming in. This is a kid in Bubba Johnson that averages 9.1 yards a carry.
That's not a typo.
That's not a typo.
I've seen the back-to-back runs at 10 yards, so, yeah, I don't think it's a typo either.
First and 10 from the 13. Ball on the far hash. Jaguars. Hawkins from the shotgun. Hands it off. Bubba Johnson. Check that. Not Bubba Johnson on that run. Aiden Poteet. I believe. Was that Aiden?
Yes.
Oh, 22, no, not 21.
Andres Benavides. That was Andres Benavides on that carry.
Yeah.
Had to give Bubba a run. I mean, he just ran 10 yards twice. He had to give him a blow. And here comes Bubba back onto the field.
The fonts on some of these jerseys for Johnson. At least he can read them.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that many years ago that Johnson had a white jersey with the Columbia blue numbers? Yeah, you couldn't see. Ty Hawkins with an empty backfield on second and at 9. Benavidez goes in motion from right to left. Stays in the backfield. Hawkins going back to throw. Scrambling. Finally finds a man breaking open the side. Gabe Simpson into the end zone. Touchdown, Johnson.
Great job of extending the play that time by Ty Hawkins. A great job of blocking in the backfield by Benavidez. Benavidez picked up a block late, gave him a couple extra seconds, and Gabriel Simpson gets in the touchdown for his first touchdown of the game.
First touchdown of the year as well for Gabe Simpson. Gabe Simpson, a 6'2", 170-pound target. Extra point here for Garza. Kick is up and good. With 1:19 to play in the first quarter, Johnson starting to blow this one open. It's now 20-0 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
San Antonio Sports Star.
He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth as Johnson kicks off. Fielded at the 15, the return for the Chargers. Up near the 30 before finally being brought down is 18, Diego Sostre. For the Johnson Jaguars, another short, quick drive. 5 plays, 42 yards. They did take 2 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock. Ty Hawkins with his second touchdown pass of the game. This one a 12-yarder to Gabe Simpson, his first of the year. The scoring summary brought to you by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. 7 area locations. For the one closest to you, go to SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit. First and 10 for the Chargers. Relaford gets the carry, trying to break it to the outside, turns it up across the 30, breaks a tackle, but he's going sideways, gets near the 33-yard line. Tough 4 yards.
Yeah, really tough 4 yards. When he ran about, it felt like 15, but it really wasn't going forward. Johnson swarms the ball when they get going. Right now, I don't know, when you get down 20-0 in the first quarter, you kind of take the game plan, you know, toss it, and just start going off a field if you're Churchill and Ron Harris.
Second down and 6 from the 33-yard line. It's a Charger team that averages 28 points a game. They need to get something going offensively. Under pressure, they set up the screen beautifully. Relaford makes the catch across the 40 up near the 44-yard line before he's brought down. Big first down. Nice play design there by the Churchill offense.
I like the poise by Pavlicek. Never panic. He came free. Everybody came free because they were setting up that screen. Really good play call that time by Churchill for a good game. Let's see if they get into Johnson territory, Jason, kind of sustain a drive.
First and 10 now from their own 44-yard line. And we are at the end of the first quarter. After 1, Johnson 20, Churchill 0 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Experience first-class service at Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio. Shop incredible offers on a large inventory of new and slightly pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, like newly stocked certified 2023 C300 sedans at only $49,991. Plus, see our available low interest rates at mbofsa.com. That's newly stocked certified 2023 C300s for just $49,991. Experience the Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio difference today on San Pedro Avenue. For complete offer details, visit mbofsa.com.
Smoky Mo's Texas Barbecue is the best barbecue in San Antonio. Tailgating or game watching, build your own barbecue group pack with sliced brisket, turkey, pork loin, or meats of your choice, and all the classic barbecue sides. And let Smoky Mo's take care of the food while you cheer for the team. Early kickoff, make everyone happy with Smoky Mo's breakfast taco boxes for a crowd. This season, we'd love to see you at our 7 Smoky Mo's locations, or order for pickup or delivery at SmokyMo'sBBQ.com.
94-1, San Antonio Sports Star.
Start the second quarter here at Comalander Stadium. All Johnson in that first quarter. Start the second quarter, a big run by Harold Relliford for Churchill from the 44 down to the Johnson 47, about 8 yards on that run. And for the first time in this game, Johnson has crossed over the 50-yard line and has worked their way into Johnson territory. And on the play, Relliford maybe a little shoulder stinger. He just gets up holding his shoulder and is coming to the near side. I'm not going to watch as they put that thing back in because I just had a good breakfast taco. And there are certain things I just don't like to see.
A really good jump cut inside that time by Harold Relliford. Good run by the kid. Hopefully it's not out of socket. Hope it's just a little bit of stinger there, but really great.
Oh, you can see that trainer in there. I don't need to see it. Second down and one. Hand off up the middle. Big first down and then some for number 22, Nicola Perry.
Yeah, Perry, leading rusher on this team. Both hands on the ball, securing it, making sure he gets in between there. And again, they keep running behind their right side. Definitely the strong side of that offensive line. In Johnson territory, see what they can do with it.
First and 10 now at the Johnson 42-yard line. Pavelchek working out of the shotgun. Perry in the backfield. Gets the carry. Goes to the left, spins down across the 35-yard line, which is where they're going to stand him up and stop him.
I really like this run game, what I'm seeing from Churchill so far, Jason. They're really running the ball really well. It's our first time having them this season. They're running the ball really well against a really good Johnson defense.
Second down and 3, they give him 7. Watching Relliford work that left arm. If you're dealing with an injury, make the athlete's choice. The Sports Institute at TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. That Ortho Now Injury Clinic does offer Saturday walk-in hours from 8 to 2. Here's a run. Pavelchek keeping it himself. Will have another first down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. And a nice drive going here for the Churchill Chargers. And if you're Ron Harris, down 20 to nothing, not saying anything you don't know, this drive needs to end with points.
You know they're winning the battle up front, Jason. That was a bobble snap. He got to pick that up off the ground, and still the blocking was held long enough for him to gain a first down. Great job up front by Churchill.
Pavelchek out of the shotgun. Nicola Perry, in the backfield, they look over. They get some last-minute signal changes. Johnson showing blitz. Perry gets by it, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, crosses the 20, breaks another tackle, and is finally dropped at the 15-yard line.
Mason Youngman. This young man, no pun intended, number 51, right tackle for Churchill.
Pun was intended.
It was. Great job, man. This kid can block. Johnson got a little bit of hands on the hips. Maybe the taco's starting to catch up a little bit. The sun's starting to beat down a little bit more, Jason. This is normally, you know, it's about to get dark. It's a little different for not only us, but the players as well.
Looking at my phone, it's gone up from 81 to 84.
Yeah, you see, I was right that Johnson took a timeout. Coach can see, okay, my guy's a little bit gassed.
Checking scores from around the area at 210varsity.com, brought to you by Mother's Window Tent, where you can do it at Mother's and save. The other game going on right now, just down Wurzbach Parkway, Roosevelt and Madison are tied at 14. A lot of crazy games last night as well. Congratulations to Smithson Valley head coach Larry Hill. The Rangers beat Wagner last night. And for Larry Hill, win number 300. That's impressive.
Congratulations. 300?
300. I mean, clearly not, you know. I mean, I go back the first, from 97 to 06, I exclusively did Smithson Valley football.
That's it.
When I was working at 92.1 up in New Braunfels. And, you know, during that time, you know, three trips to a state championship game, one lost in overtime, one on a last-second field goal. That one was up at Texas Stadium. It was great because we were in there. I remember John Robbins, who is a noted Washington Redskins fan, was just so excited to be in the old Texas Stadium where everything in that building was falling apart because they were trying to build a new one. I mean, it was.
Wow.
I mean, we were so up high in the rafters, and we were basically in a bird's nest, and they don't clean up. It was like, this is where Brad Jam calls games.
Is that when you had? That's when you said, okay, we need binoculars. Is that when that became a thing?
You needed binoculars. I mean, we were literally in a different zip code. But, I mean, you get down on the field before the game, and John Robbins was playing like a 10-year-old. He was just having a good time. I'm happy for Larry
Congratulations,
Hill. Absolutely. Win number 300 is such a big deal. And I think about where that puts him. You know, in the San Antonio area, Jim Streedy, longtime coach at Madison and then current athletic director at New Braunfels. Remember when he got to win number 300? You know, locally, it might be those two. At least in recent time. DW won a whole lot of games. I don't know exactly how many he had, but he didn't stay at it as long before he moved up into the administration range. First and 10 from the 15. Perry drilled in the backfield. Pavelchek somehow kept the ball, maybe took it back from him. What just happened on that play? Let's try to explain what just happened.
Why are the refs blowing it dead if Pavelchek did? I mean, that's just a great job by Pavelchek of fooling the defense. He snatched the ball out of the belly of the
running back. Let's see if the referee is trying to explain. They're saying he was down, but I'm wondering if Perry was down and then.
That's what I thought. Inadvertent whistle. Because they blew it dead. And I'm like, what are you blowing it dead for? Pavelchek just did a great job of disguising it that he was going to give the ball to Perry.
Well, I think it was a give and then a take.
You think he took it back?
Yeah, like, well, this is a bad idea. They're going to replay the whole down. I mean, all of a sudden, this is volleyball. That was very, very strange, I got to admit.
I appreciate the refs owning
Gerald
their mistake.
Greenson, yeah, dude, it's Saturday morning. We're not used to this either.
This is I was talking in your backswing. Hit another one. That's pretty much what the ref said right there.
First and 10 from the 15, a redo. Perry right up the middle. Get some good positive yards here down near the 12-yard line. Picks up three. It's second down and seven.
Perry's just one of those running backs, Jason. He's not going to do anything fancy. He's not trying to wow you. He's hitting the hole. He knows where the play is designed. He gets there. He gets there with force. And he's doing a heck of a job. And I'm seeing now why he leads this team in rushing. Nothing fancy. Just run where the play is designed and gain positive yardage.
Perry is a junior. They don't list height, but weight is 170. Maybe 172, depending on the pancakes he ate this morning. Gets this carry up the middle, and a flag flies in. And I think we're going to get a holding penalty on number 68, Caleb Popham.
I haven't seen much laundry today.
Yeah. So, instead, it's Miles Pace called for the block in the back, which I believe is a stiffer penalty, and it is, than the holding penalty. But 68 had a really, really nice open field takedown on the defender for Johnson.
Yeah, he did.
And as soon
it was
as,
a flag on somebody.
As soon as he went there, the flag was flying, so you kind of figure that was the call. So after the penalty, it's now second and 18, ball back at the 22-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left, and a false start. So second and 18 is now second and 23 from the 27. And Churchill, boy, they need points on this drive, going the wrong way.
Yeah, these are drive killers. You finally getting something going, and then you get back-to-back penalties. And got second and 23. Let's get a little bit of it back right here.
Pavelchek going back to throw. Under pressure, setting up the screen, and it's dropped. Miles Pace couldn't hang on to it, and quite frankly, it wouldn't have mattered. He was tackled immediately. They knew, like Johnson knew, the screen was coming. It was as if Baker Mayfield knew the signals and the all-out screen, and they knew where it was going, and they had a spy on him that Pavelchuk never saw.
Clint Modell didn't even guard David Flores. David Flores is wide open in the end zone, but I'm going back to your point, Jason. They knew the screen was coming to where Motor didn't even go and guard him. If they changed the play up, Pavelchuk changed the play up, David Flores is wide open for a touchdown.
Third and 23, ball at the 28-yard line. Perry in the backfield. Man in motion. Sostre going back to throw. Pavelchuk now rolling near side. Under pressure. Under pressure. He's going to take off and run at the 20. Trucks a defender and is down near the 16-yard line. And you wonder now if at least you're in field goal range for the Churchill Chargers. Jason Cardenas, their kicker, is 12 of 12 extra points. But he is 0 of 4 from field goal range. He hasn't made one yet, although I know, talking with Coach Ron Harris, they're comfortable 40 in. This one is going to be a 34-yard try. Miles Pace is the holder. Jason Cardenas from the near hash setting up for the 34-yard field goal try. There's the snap, the kick, it is up. It's got the leg. Does it have the accuracy? It does. And he nails his first field goal of the year, and the Chargers are on the board. 7:21 to play, second quarter. Johnson 20, Churchill 3 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
When your business needs an electrician, for over 35 years, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio. Powered by relationships with dedicated estimators who analyze the issue, research cost-effective solutions, and clearly communicate the options without charging you a dime. A proven process that allows you to continue focusing on your unique purpose. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or hill-electric.com.
The San Antonio Quarterback Club is celebrating their 76th year. If you love football, come to the San Antonio Quarterback Club meetings every Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Corey Golf Club. The San Antonio Quarterback Club is a proud supporter of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. And this week's guest speakers are Trinity head coach Jeremy Urban and North Texas head coach Eric Morris. That's Tuesday, 11 to 1 at the Corey Golf Club for lunch and football talk at the San Antonio Quarterback Club. For more information, go to saqbclub.com.
94.1 FM, San Antonio Sports Star.
The Chargers get on the board with the 34-yard field goal from Jason Cardenas, who is now set to kick off for Churchill. They keep it on the ground and away from the great returners, but it's Bubba Johnson who fields it on a hop at the 25, going near side, turns it up the middle, still on his feet across the 40, and brought down at the 45-yard line. Rudy, we talked about Churchill needing to score on that drive, and I know they wanted a touchdown. They'll take the three, a 12-play, 71-yard drive, 5 minutes, 42 seconds off the clock. The scoring summary brought to you by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. 7 area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, visit SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit.
I think that drive was important, Jason, to know that you can move the ball in Johnson. Now it's important on this side of the ball that Churchill show that they can get off the field. Johnson, every time Johnson's been on the field, they've scored. So I think it's important for Churchill to get off this field. Maybe not in a three and out, but definitely not give up any points. They got to get some confidence on this side of the ball.
But again, a relatively short field for the Jaguars, starting at their own 45-yard line. Here's Bubba Johnson on the carry, and he goes absolutely nowhere, maybe one. I mean, because you look at Johnson. They, you know, first drive, you know, off the interception, they start in Churchill territory. You only need 42 yards to score. Then they had another 42-yard scoring drive mixed in with a 78-yard scoring drive. So Johnson hasn't had to go a long way often in this first half. Second down and long. Churchill showing blitz. Hawkins back to throw. Now scrambling. Has a man open. Catch not made, incomplete. Sliding down, trying to make the grab, was number 85, Ethan Day.
Not sure what Johnson saw on tape with Andrew Hernandez, but every time they've thrown the ball, wherever he's lined up, that's the receiver that Ty Hawkins has thrown to. And Hernandez is getting himself a workout tonight by Ty Hawkins and these Johnson receivers.
And with King Johnson out, basically one more play, and that was a punt return after he had the touchdown catch. You wonder where Johnson is going to go looking for that go-to wide receiver. Somebody's got to step up. Third and nine here. Hawkins fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Fires over the middle. Catch is made by Simpson. He splits the defenders. He's at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. And for the second time today, into the end zone. Touchdown, Gabe Simpson.
Well, you asked, Jason, and Ty Hawkins and Gabe Simpson answer. You said, where are they going to go?
Flag down. Oh. That was just practice. Bring that one back. Here's referee Gerald Green. An ineligible receiver downfield. That will drive head coach T.P. Miller nuts. Because
on that play? Well, how does that happen?
Well, a little bit of a scramble, I guess. Maybe it was supposed to be a quick hitter play, man. You know, initial block and go. You've got a quarterback that scrambles. You know, somebody's got to be screaming some sort of alert word out there. Third down and 14 after the penalty. Hawkins back to throw. Setting up for the quarterback run. Now scrambling near side, and we'll just fire this one out of bounds. And you talked about the need for a three and out, and the Churchill defense gets it.
And now here we go. Now you're Churchill, you know, now you're cooking with a little bit of grease.
Fourth and 14 at their own 41-yard line. Troy Cragun on to punt it.
What a turn of events. You go from a touchdown to punting on an illegal man downfield on what looked like a quick slant. I'm sorry. You know, normally I take the kids side, but I'd be with T.P. Miller on this one, Jason. I'd be pretty hot about that one.
Miles Pace to return the punt from Cragun. Churchill looks like they want to come after it, but they take a timeout. Not sure why Churchill would take a timeout there, to be honest with you, Rudy J., but they do. And, again, on the return, there was something that they didn't like. Maybe they didn't have enough guys out there, although I don't see anybody grabbing a helmet going, oh, was I supposed to be out there, Coach?
Right. I'm all for being aggressive, Jason, but when I'm down 20-3 and every possession counts, I'm not coming after it. I don't want to take any chances of running in the kicker or roughing the kicker. I just want to go back, block, and get the ball back to Pavlicek and see if we can put together another drive. So maybe they're changing their mind, because it did, as you said, it looked like they were about to come after him. Maybe they're changing their mind on that.
You know, it's interesting. It's not like you to say let's be conservative.
I know.
That just doesn't feel like the Rudy J that I hear every morning from 6 to 10 on R&R in the morning.
You're right. I had a change of heart, man. It's morning time.
We're still in the AM, are we not? We haven't hit noon.
We're brunch. We're at brunch now.
Oh, man, 6 minutes, 20 seconds away from our Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds halftime show. After the timeout, Cragun setting up for the punt, gets it away. No pressure on that one. No chance at a return as he angles it out of bounds. It takes a Churchill hop and is finally going to be marked down at the 34-yard line after it initially hit at the 30 and took a good hop there for the Churchill Chargers. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth. NCE General Contractors, based in San Antonio, is one of the fastest-growing nationwide general contractors, building relationships first, then buildings that last. Learn more about NCE General Contractors online at ncegc.com.
Relaford not even in his pad. They're still working on his shoulder, so it looks like it's going to be the Perry show the rest of the way.
His shoulder pads are completely off. Perry gets the carry up the middle, breaks one tackle, spins forward up to the 39-yard line. Give him 5 yards on that run as we tick under 6 minutes to play here in this second quarter. Saturday morning football on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star, our high school game of the week. It was weird not having football on a Friday night while at home watching college football on a Friday night, UTSA and Army.
That is weird.
Coming up at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Aggies against Louisiana Monroe here on 94.1. On second down, Pavlicek to throw, fires out in the flat, has it complete, and that will be a first down to the 45-yard line. Nice little run after the catch. Not the biggest of gains, but Diego Sostre makes the catch and turns in to turn up to pick up that first down.
Well, I liked about that. When he came out of his route, Pavlicek, the ball was already on him. That was a good timing route that time by Churchill and a great throw by Pavlicek. A little bit gun shy since the interception. Let's see if he can get that rhythm back, get a little bit of amnesia, and he'll take some chances here in the second quarter.
Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and gets nearer the midfield stripe. They're going to spot him at the 49-yard line, so not yet into Johnson territory.
When you look at it, I mean, Johnson is taking advantage of some great field position, Jason, but I could argue that Churchill's winning this battle in the trenches, when at least when that offensive line is out there. The score doesn't indicate it, but from what I'm seeing, they are.
Two receivers right, one to the left. Second down and six from their own 49-yard line. Hunter Pavelchuk getting a signal from the sidelines, working out of the shotgun. Perry in the backfield. Three down linemen for Johnson. Handoff, Perry hit and thrown forward that time across the midfield stripe to the Johnson 49-yard line. An interesting way to pick up two.
Court Robinson, the defensive tackle, number 52 for Johnson, kind of went suplex style and threw him 2 yards forward.
Yeah,
interesting tackle that time.
The wrestling coach is texting him now.
Yeah, great job, kid. Now, I don't know if T.P. Miller agreed, but I'm sure the wrestling coach liked it. Johnson does have wrestling, actually, don't they?
Yeah.
Why is it? You know, well, yeah, I'll ask you later.
Okay.
Yeah, shut up.
Third down and four. Pavelchuk under pressure as Johnson comes with the blitz. Pavelchuk rolling out, fires downfield, has a man open, and he can't come up with it. Flags fly. Pass interference coming here against the Johnson defense.
Sam Draper, number 20, didn't get his body around. And now Pavelchuk kind of making something out of nothing. It looked like he was going to take off and run, but he saw 85 late. Make sure I get it right. David Flores broke open late. And Draper just never turned around. I think that was the right call.
That will be a first down for the Churchill Chargers. David Flores, the intended receiver, even with the interference, had a chance to make that catch.
Is Pavelchuk coming off the field?
He is coming off.
Well, he's hurt.
He took a pretty big hit at the end of that, and I think he's going to be all right. He's got one of those turf burns, looks like. I mean, a little bit of blood on that elbow. Yeah. They'll just tape him up and get him back out there.
They're going
Wildcat. There's no new quarterback in the game. Niccolo Perry takes the direct snap, runs right up the middle, gets a couple of yards down to the 29-yard line.
And I feel Pavelchuk. I don't care what anybody says. That hurts.
Uh-huh.
A football player, you're supposed to be tough and all that. No. Those burns hurt. I would have ran to the sideline myself too, kid. You're all right with me, Hunter.
You run to the sideline for a paper cut.
You're right.
You're not the one to
talk
here.
You're right.
Yeah.
Come on. Great job that time, though. You know, Johnson knows they're in the Wildcat. Churchill's in the Wildcat. But guess what? Churchill still gets a 5-yard gain, even though Johnson knows what's coming.
Perry out of the shotgun. Wildcat again just running right up the middle. Now tries to break it to the outside. Does break a tackle. Hits the 30 and will fall down at the 29-yard line, close to the sticks. Let's see. They're going to measure or give him the first down. They're going to say he's short.
They're
moving him. Yeah. Now they're moving him. Yeah, that was.
Walker DeHarce had a chance to bring him down for a loss, but Perry doing what Perry does, breaking tackles, just running in a straight line, ends up getting the first down. Great job in the Wildcat.
Pavelchuk back into the game. First and 10 from the 24, 2:28 to play in the half. Johnson leads 20-3. Churchill is driving from the near hash. Pavelchuk hands it to Perry, breaks a tackle across the 20, the 15, and brought down near the 11-yard line. Another first down for the Churchill Chargers, and they're going to spot it, it looks like, at the 12. So, obviously, you could get a first down without a touchdown here.
The carbo loading is paying off. This Churchill offense and the pancakes. Two great back-to-back drives. That's why it was so imperative that they got off the field on defense on that last Johnson drive.
I thought you were setting up for the pancake block that 51 had on that last run. Here's Perry up the middle to the 10, a 2-yard run, second down and 8. Under 2 to play now in the half. Churchill down to 1 timeout. So time is of essence here for the Churchill Chargers.
No, nothing fancy. Churchill just beating Johnson up front, and Hunter settled into this game. You know, kind of a weird interception there to start the game, but since then, he's been fantastic, and so has this offensive line.
Second and 8 from the 10. Ball on the near hash. Pavelchuk hands it to Perry, hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. And let's see what Coach Ron Harris does here. That play seemed a little too conservative, looking at the clock and where you are on the field and what the scoreboard says.
So they can get a first without scoring here. If I'm Coach Harris, I like what 85 David Flores has been doing. David Flores, every time I look up, kid's been open. If I'm Pavlicek, that's where I'm going with the ball.
Flores on the year does have one catch for 39 yards. Bunch formation here on third down and 9 from the 11. Pavlicek working out of the shotgun. Sebastian Vasquez in the backfield. Gets a nice block. Fires into the end zone. High incomplete. Diego Sostre, the intended receiver. And it's now 4th and 9. And here comes the field goal team for the Churchill Chargers with 32 seconds showing on the clock.
It looked like an overthrow, Jason, but that Johnson had underneath cover, so he had the kind of layer to throw. So that was the only place he really could put it. It was just a little bit too high.
A 28-yard try coming from the near hash for Jason Cardenas, who connected from 34 earlier in this second quarter. Miles Pace is the holder. Gets the snap. The kick is away, and it is good from 28 yards out with 27 seconds to play. It is now Johnson 20, Churchill 6 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
94.1.
The Churchill Chargers go 12 plays, 66 yards, 5:36 off the clock. Cardenas with the 28-yard field goal with our Smoky Mo's Barbecue scoring summary. 7 area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, go to SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit. Cardenas with a pooch kick to the 25-yard line, and Johnson calls for a fair catch. They started to run with it. No flags, though, from the 25-yard line. I wonder if they'll put a couple seconds back on the clock there because the fair catch.
11 minutes of possession in that second quarter for Churchill. Well, at least the past couple of drives. The past couple of drives, both drives over 5 minutes. Well, both drives, 12 plays.
Yeah, 71 and 76, 542 and 536. You know, Johnson has the 20-6 lead. But the offense, we've seen a three and out. That's it here in the second quarter after they dominated at the first quarter. But Churchill's gotten two field goals where Johnson's had three touchdowns. Now, I'm curious what Johnson will do here offensively because they'll get the second half kickoff. Do they go for the home run? Hawkins looking downfield. They're looking for that home run. He's going to take off and run. Gets a nice block. He's at the 30, 35, stays on his feet and is down at the 40. Loses the ball, and it looks like Churchill has it.
Great hit that time by Churchill. And that was a legit fumble. Hawkins a little bit shaken up. And who came over with that recovery? Oh, lost it. Oh, we got a player down.
And there is an injured player on the field. It will be Churchill Ball when we come back from this TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine Injury Timeout.
It's the Blitz with Jason and Joe. Afternoons at 2.
Coming up on the Blitz, what a weekend of football. It was all over the place. We're going to react to every bit of it.
Cowboys, Jets, Clarence Hill from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram will join us at 5:45, plus Jeff Traylor at 5:15. The Blitz starts at 2.
The Blitz with Jason and Joe. Afternoons at 2 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star. 94.1.
fumble recovery for the Johnson Jaguars. The injury timeout by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. They offer the Saturday walk-in hours from 8 to 2, allowing you to skip the ER and go straight to an orthopedic specialist. Learn more at TSAOG.com.
Only one timeout left for Churchill, Jason. If nothing else, I got to get out of here with at least three. So give me something going toward the sideline, and I'm definitely trying to get out of here in these 14 seconds with the field goal.
Pavelchuk from the 37-yard line going back to throw. Pavelchuk firing long and incomplete. And he took a big shot as he let that one go. A little slow getting up. 9 seconds on the clock. You're not in field goal range yet, though.
No. You're going to have to complete a pass, at least get a first down. But, yeah, Zachary Hawthorne, number 46, came through and really laid the wood to Pavlicek on that pass. And you say if you're comfortable 40 and in is what Coach Ron Harris told you. You got to look to at least to get to about that 21, 22-yard line.
Two receivers left, one to the right. They fake the handoff, looking downfield. Pavlicek gets it to Miles Pace at the 25. He's going to have the first down. 3 seconds on the clock. Timeout taken, Churchill. They got that first down, the yardage needed. Nice throw that time by Hunter Pavlicek, and a great grab by Miles Pace.
Looking at about a 42-yarder from here, Jason. That's still in the wheelhouse.
Well, it is. I mean, you look at it. I know Jason Cardenas coming in perfect on extra points. Was 0-for-4 on field goals, has made two here in this second quarter, and both of them look pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I don't know the distances of what he missed or situations, whatever the case may be, but it'll be interesting to see here if Churchill can get the three here, and you know the way that first quarter went. For them to be in this game at halftime says a lot about this Charger program that legitimately is off to the best start they have had in a number of years. They haven't been 4-0 to start a season since 2014, and this is their best start since 2015.
Yeah, and again, let's say even if you do miss this field goal, I'm still walking away feeling pretty good. I pitched a shutout in the second quarter. I've proven that I can move the ball. Now I've gotten a turnover. I've gotten them to, you know, punt the ball. I got to be feeling pretty good about myself. I'm Churchill going into halftime. And Johnson, there's some adjustments you got to make.
41-yard try for Cardenas on the far hash. And T.P. Miller will burn a timeout.
You icing him?
You're icing him.
Icing him a little bit.
Well, I mean, he can't do anything with those timeouts at halftime. And clearly the bean, bacon, and chorizo tacos don't have T.P. Miller in a hurry to get into the locker room at halftime, because I've seen some of the comments on Twitter. Apparently, it's holding up just fine.
I see what you did there.
There is no need to run the clock if you're the Johnson Jaguars.
I see what you did there. Well played. Well played, Minix. Well played.
Now, we're a couple of minutes away from sending young Boone Robbins, our booth assistant today, down to the concession stand to come back with a couple of Frito pies, because he has been craving the Frito pie here.
Yeah.
And they didn't have them ready pregame, which is fine.
No, that's fine.
Because
we're here a little early.
We had breakfast tacos.
Right.
And, you know, the Churchill Chargers, they went pancakes, the carbo load for breakfast.
Load,
the
man.
Johnson Jaguars went breakfast tacos. And, yes, now it was the defense coordinator for Johnson, Matthew Garcia, who told T.P. Miller, beans, bacon, and chorizo. It's a combination I don't know that I would have come up with, but it seems to be working. I'm willing to try it.
Me too.
After the timeout, Jason Cardenas from 41 yards out from the far hash. Kick is away. It's got the leg, and it is good as time expires here in the first half. Cardenas with three field goals in this second quarter, and we go to halftime with Johnson leading Churchill 20-9. The Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds halftime show is next on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
2 times the healthy blood pressure support? That's a number to rave about. Thanks to Superbeats Heart Chew's unique 2X ingredient that helps promote normal blood pressure nearly 2 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Superbeats is America's number one selling beet brand and the only number one cardiologist, doctor, and pharmacist recommended beet brand for heart health support. A clinical study showed that the key ingredient in Superbeats Heart Chews is nearly 2 times more effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And they're part of a brand with over 60,000 five-star ratings and reviews. So double your potential with a special offer exclusively for radio listeners. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and 15% off your first order at GetSuperBeats.com with code RADIO. That's a free 30-day supply and 15% off for radio listeners only at GetSuperBeets.com, code RADIO.
This is the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Back here at Comalander Stadium, he is Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix here on the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show. Johnson leading Churchill by a score of 20-9 here at the break. Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds has teamed up with Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund to celebrate Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Go to SouthernRecipeSmallBatch.com for your chance to enter a $5,000 sweepstakes and pork rinds. Find those bold flavors of Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds at HEB. It's a Saturday. You're going to a college party later today, maybe tomorrow for the NFL. You're going to a game. Don't take pretzels to a pigskin party. Get yourself some Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds.
What a second quarter by Churchill, Jason. I mean, you know, Johnson goes up 20-0 late in the first quarter. And, you know, you and I start giving each other that look like, oh, buddy, are we in for another one of these, you know, kind of blowout games? Churchill settles down, goes for a long drive, doesn't panic, kicks the field goal, then gets a stop, then gets a turnover, walk away down 20-9. Let's see if that momentum, you know, I know last week it was kind of like one of those things where I was like, man, you know what? The momentum kind of stopped for O'Connor? Yeah, for O'Connor. Wonder if that momentum will stop for Churchill, or they can come out and get a third stop in a row versus that high-powered Johnson offense. And it's looked a little bit different since King Johnson can't get out there.
Well, I mean, the Churchill defense has been good through three games this year, only giving up 13.3 points a game. I mean, they beat Stevens, they beat Hayes Consolidated, and they got that overtime win against Madison last week that started on Saturday, ended on Monday, which is why we are playing on this Saturday morning, as it's just after 12 o'clock here on KTFM Floresville. But you look at it, they've got a really good defense and an offense that so far this year has been able to put up points. They haven't been able to get that offense really going in this first half against Johnson. But you look at that first drive when they threw an interception, you know, a short field for Johnson, and then they punted, and Johnson got that big early lead. And you go back to Churchill this year, their theme is about weathering the storm.
Yes.
And that is something that the players came up with storm, and you know, STORM all have different meanings this year, but it has certainly worked out for them. They weathered the storm last week against Madison, and they weathered the first quarter storm against Johnson. We'll just see what happens here in the second half, but at 20-9, they are certainly in this game.
Absolutely. Storm, Jason. Stability, trust, oneself, results, and mindset. So they kind of broke it down into an acronym. But the thing that I can appreciate about Ron Harrison, this is why I probably couldn't be a coach, is down 20-0, we're still going to do what we do. We're going to run the football, not panicking, not starting to chunk it all over the yard. And, again, I know the score may not indicate it, but they are really, really having their way up front, running behind big number 51, Mason Youngman, and that Churchill offensive line. Now, Johnson, again, They did have a touchdown callback. Quick slant to Gabriel Simpson. Illegal man downfield. Still not sure how that happened. So they're still, Johnson is still moving the ball, still doing what they're doing with King Johnson being on the sideline. But Churchill definitely settled in and started doing what they do best in that second quarter.
And as you mentioned, at King Johnson, apparently it's homecoming for the Jaguars, even though they're the visiting team here on this Saturday morning. But as the visiting team, but it's a neutral site stadium, so, you know, it happens. King Johnson, a part of the homecoming court, the last one introed, and with the young lady walking across the 50 through the swords of the ROTC, and he's walking just fine. You have a couple of football players out there, part of the homecoming festivities here for Johnson. You got King Johnson, you have Ty Hawkins. So obviously they're not in the locker room, but this is part of high school. I mean, this is the fun stuff.
Yeah, it is fun. You know, it's fun, especially when you're winning a half. And, you know, I'm sure King would rather be on his feet or getting some treatment, but, you know, got to do what you got
to
do.
Well, I'm trying to see if King's going to get a crown here.
That's right.
You know, he does have a touchdown in this game.
That's Ty over there, too?
Yeah, Ty is probably representing the junior class. Yeah, see, they just announced Ty as he represents the junior class there at Johnson High School. Coming up here on the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show, we'll check scores from around the area from 210varsity.com, brought to you by Mother's Window Tent. There is another game going on this Saturday morning. We'll look at what's up on tap for tonight. We'll look at some of the bigger games from last night, college football, the NFL weekend. Highlights and stats from the first half of this one as the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show continues on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7. So you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Experience first-class service at Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio. Shop incredible offers on a large inventory of new and slightly pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, like newly stocked certified 2023 C300 sedans at only $49,991. Plus, see our available low interest rates at mbofsa.com. That's newly stocked certified 2023 C300s for just $49,991. Experience the Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio difference today on San Pedro Avenue. For complete offer details, visit mbofsa.com.
Mother's Window Tent, your car stereo and auto security headquarters, has a smoking hot deal. Purchase any Mother's Window Tent, car stereo, remote start, or car alarm and get a 1 month free membership to the CFL Smoke Shop's private Amsterdam Club, located next to Mother's on 281 North. Enjoy your gummies in comfort while you get your windows tinted with any one of our high quality, fully guaranteed films to stop the blazing hot summer sun from burning up you and your car's interior. Mothers Window Tent.com, with stores in San Antonio and Austin. Follow us on Facebook. Add a professional layer of security to your car with our remote start car alarm combo. Make your car go thump, thump, thump. Mother thump with one of our subwoofers, stereos, backup cameras, name brands, and expert installation. Remember, do it at Mother's and save!
94.1 FM.
Back here at Comalander Stadium. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth. It is the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show with the Johnson Jaguars leading the Churchill Chargers. Rudy, when you look at the first half stats, it is interesting. We'll go over some numbers and then discuss. You look at the rushing yards for Churchill, 27 attempts for 139 yards. Obviously, with the injury to Relaford, he finishes, looked like the game since we saw him without shoulder pads and a sling, four carries for only 18 yards. But Nikola Perry ends up with 15 carries for 81 yards. Hunter Pavelchak had seven carries for 35 yards. Passing, Pavelchak just 3 of 7 for 30 yards with one interception. Nobody has more than one catch. The longest reception was that late one to Miles Pace for 13 yards that set up the field goal. Relaford did have one catch for 11 yards, and Diego Sostre one catch for 6 yards. For the Johnson Jaguars, Bubba Johnson, the numbers aren't popping like you expect from Johnson. Now, a big part of that, over 10 minutes off the clock in the second quarter, right, for Churchill, but only 8 carries for 109 yards. You have Bubba Johnson with 53 yards rushing. Ty Hawkins has the one carry for 55 yards and a touchdown. But Ty Hawkins, just 4 of 9 passing for 49 yards, does have the two touchdowns and, of course, the one fumble lost. Gabe Simpson has technically the one catch for 12 yards, had the big touchdown wiped away. King Johnson, 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown before he missed the rest of the first half because of injury.
Yeah, and you know, Jason, it's always tough to pull off. We hear coaches say it all the time, but Churchill's actually pulling it off. When you ask a coach, hey, how do you stop Johnson? Keep him off the field. That's what Churchill did in the second quarter. Like, every coach in America has talked about that. Like, you know, we got to just keep this guy off the field. But Churchill actually did it. Now, Johnson gets the ball to start the third quarter, and it's a tough spot for T.P. Miller to be in because, hey, I have Ty Hawkins. He's going to TCU. But I also have a guy in Bubba Johnson who's averaging 9 yards per carry. I'm coming out of the locker room, Jason, to settle this thing down and just to get back into a rhythm and then keep my high-powered offense on the field. I might go Bubba, Bubba, Bubba to start this third quarter.
You know, and I would almost think the opposite. I need to get Ty Hawkins going a little bit more. But when you look at Churchill, 169 total yards in that first half, and you look at Johnson in that first half, 158. Mm-hmm. It's evenly matched. The difference is you've got 3 touchdowns versus 3 field goals.
Yeah, 3 big plays and that interception. And again, you said it, Jason. Those 3 touchdowns that Johnson scored were all in great field position. So,
except for the one drive. They had
Yes, you're right.
The one long drive, but they had 2 short fields. I know the scoreboard is 20-9, and at one point it was 20-0. If Churchill can get a couple of touchdowns and keep playing defense like they did late, they forced a 3-and-out and got a fumble recovery. This is a Churchill team that has recovered 8 fumbles over the first 3 games, now 9 fumble recoveries through 3.5 games. If they can get another takeaway or two, they came into today +6. It's even right now. They've thrown an interception. They've recovered a fumble. But turnovers are going to play a factor in the outcome of this game.
So basically what you're telling me is this fumble thing it's not luck. This is a thing. This is what they do when you have that many through 4 games.
Peanut Tillman, line 3.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Of course you get a Copper's Cove reference in there. Of course you do.
You know, nobody's looking like RG3, so I'll go Peanut Tillman. Why not? Halftime here at Comalander Stadium. Johnson leading Churchill 20-9. We'll have those first half highlights coming up here on the Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
It's Dallas Cowboys football on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star. This Sunday, it's the Cowboys and Jets at 2:30 p.m.
Deep down the right side. Oh, it's caught at the 45. 40, Pollard, 20, 10, Pollard. Good night, nurse.
Presented by AA Best Bail Bonds, Ewald Kubota, Mother's Window Tint, the Law Office of Jesse Hernandez, the Texas Chunkla, Woods Comfort Systems, and 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Working from home, you realize you don't have enough outlets or USB ports. Hill Electric can fix that for you. For over 3 decades, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio homes and businesses. From adding an outlet, fixing that fuse that always blows, or that flickering light, Hill Electric has the right service at the right price, and there is never a service charge and always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or go to hill-electric.com.
Injuries happen, and when they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, dislocations, sprains, and strains. Conveniently located in the Quarry area with extended hours Monday through Saturday with on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury, and best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Learn more online at TSAOG.com.
Have you or a family member been arrested? The Law Office of Jesse Hernandez, the Texas Chancla, can help regardless of the legal battle you are facing, personal injury or criminal defense. Attorney Jesse Hernandez and his team are ready to fight for you. Calls are answered 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Call 210-807-8656 or visit jessehernandezlaw.com. That's 210-807-8656 or jessehernandezlaw.com. The Law Office of Jesse Hernandez, the Texas Chancla.
94.1 FM.
Halftime here at Colma Lander Stadium. At Johnson at leading Churchill by a score of 20-9. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Mix. A little Saturday afternoon of football. We started this morning at 11. We've crossed the noon hour. Get your pork rinds ready. I expect a great second half, and we expected a great game coming in, Rudy, with two top 10 teams in the city, two teams that were undefeated. The district opener for Johnson, as they had an early bye after two non-district games. For Churchill, 3-0 on the year, 1-0 in district play after the overtime win in week three against Madison, in a game that started on Saturday, ended on Monday with the overtime, which is why we're playing here on a Saturday. And I tell you what, Johnson went breakfast tacos this morning. Churchill went pancakes, according to the two head coaches. How was it going to work out? Well, Churchill had the ball first. They were moving the ball, but Hunter Pavelchek went back to throw, and bad things happened. The first interception he had. Two receivers right, ball on the near hash. Pavelchek takes the shotgun snap, looking downfield, dumps over the middle, and it's intercepted. Coming back the other way across midfield on the interception is Walker Cherry, and he is going to be stopped at the original line of scrimmage at the 42-yard line. And for Pavelchek, the first interception he has thrown this season. And Johnson took full advantage of the short field, needed only five plays to cover the 42 yards when Ty Hawkins got his first touchdown pass of the afternoon. Here's a shot into the end zone. Catch made, touchdown. King Johnson isn't letting this one hit the turf. The Jaguars strike first. And that reference on the first play of the game, they went for the home run ball after the takeaway, but that pass fell incomplete. King Johnson, though, banged up on that play, and we have not seen him except for one play since that touchdown catch. On the ensuing possession, Johnson's defense was able to get the ball back for their offense after a punt by the Churchill Chargers. Ty Hawkins, four plays later in a scramble situation, ended up in the end zone. Hawkins with two in the backfield. Two receivers right, one to the left. Churchill coming with the blitz under pressure. Hawkins takes off and run, makes one miss. Still on his feet, has the first down and then some at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Into the end zone, touchdown, Ty Hawkins. 55 yards on the run, and Johnson now leads 12-0. The extra point made it 13-0 around the midway point of that opening quarter, and Johnson continued to own that first quarter after getting the ball back from the Churchill Chargers. Another short field for the Jaguars. Ty Hawkins gets his second touchdown pass of the game. Ty Hawkins with an empty backfield on second and nine. Benavidez goes in motion from right to left. Stays in the backfield. Hawkins going back to throw. Scrambling. Finally finds a man breaking open the side. Gabe Simpson into the end zone. Touchdown, Johnson. 20-0 with 1:19 to play in the opening quarter. Finally, the Churchill Chargers were able to get something going in that second quarter. They put together a methodical 12-play, 71-yard drive. Penalties pushed them back, and they ended up having to settle for three. Jason Cardenas from the near hash setting up for the 34-yard field goal try. There's the snap, the kick, it is up. It's got the leg. Does it have the accuracy? It does. And he nails his first field goal of the year, and the Chargers are on the board. 20-3 at that point. The Chargers force a three and out, a punt by the Jaguars. Then the Churchill puts together another 12-play drive. This one goes 66 yards, covers 5 minutes, 36 seconds off the clock. So, yes, two 12-play, 5-minute-plus drives in that second quarter, and this one did also end in points. A 28-yard try coming from the near hash for Jason Cardenas, who connected from 34 earlier in this second quarter. Miles Pace is the holder. Gets the snap. The kick is away, and it is good from 28 yards out. From 28 yards out with 27 seconds to play in the half. Johnson, though, was trying to get a little greedy there at the end of the half because they wanted to score because they're going to get the second half kickoff. Ty Hawkins took off and ran. Hawkins looking downfield. They're looking for that home run. He's going to take off and run. Gets a nice block. He's at the 30, 35, stays on his feet and is down at the 40. Loses the ball, and it looks like Churchill has it. And Churchill did have it, and they were able to turn that into points as time expired here in the half. After the timeout, Jason Cardenas from 41 yards out from the far hash. Kick is away. It's got the leg, and it is good as time expires here in the first half. Cardenas with three field goals in this second quarter. And we're at half now with the score 20-9. The Chargers coming out of their locker room doing some stretching at the far end of the end zone to our right. The Jaguars have yet to emerge from their locker room. And it's always fun, Rudy, on a high school football game, all the parents that go down and, you know, they kind of create a long tunnel line for the kids to cheer them on as they come out of the locker room and get ready to go. And it's just fun.
No, it is. It's absolutely fun. And, again, it's homecoming for Johnson. That's a good time out here. It's great weather, man. Again, we're finally getting to that point where it's not – you know you're a Texan when you're like, 95 is good. I'm good with 95. But my biggest question, Jason, for you, are you having – at nighttime, we really can't see. I've seen about 5 Southwest planes take off. You having withdrawals? You okay? Are you all right? Are you all right watching all these Southwest planes take off?
Well, clearly you're not paying attention.
What's that?
Well, there's been more. There's like five every 10 minutes. And you know, kind of withdraw. It was a nice reminder. I checked in for my flight for tomorrow morning to head up to Dallas for the Cowboys-Jets game.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What the heck?
9:15, bro. I'm going.
Cowboys-Jets.
Cowboys-Jets. Yeah. I'm on an 8 o'clock, 8:45 flight tomorrow night.
What a life. What a rock star.
Work, man.
Work. You are covering the Cowboys.
Absolutely. You don't think I'm going to be talking about that on Monday? That makes it work, Mr. IRS man. The Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds Halftime Show. Remember, go to SouthernRecipeSmallBatch.com. Register for their sweepstakes for Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds have teamed up with Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. Pork Rind Appreciation Day, which is Super Bowl Sunday. Find those bold flavors of Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds at HEB. The second half kickoff next here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit.
800-497-9090. That's 800-497-9090. 800-497-9090.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
San Antonio Sports Star.
Back here at Comalander Stadium on this Saturday afternoon, our high school game of the week, energized by Hill Electric. For over three decades, Hill Electric is available 24/7 for residential and commercial needs. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com. Game broadcast also sponsored by Frost. They want you to make a winning financial call. Contact a Frost banker for advice 24/7, day or night. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth. The Churchill Chargers to kick it away to get this second half underway with our score, Johnson 20, Churchill 9. Kickoff brought to you by the San Antonio Quarterback Club. They meet every Tuesday, including this Tuesday over at the Corey Golf Club. Guest speakers are Jeremy Urban, the head coach of the Trinity Tigers, and Eric Morris, flying down, the head coach of North Texas. Cardenas set to kick it off for Churchill. A pooch kick coming up to field it at the 30. No fair catch. This is returnable across the 35 and down at the 38-yard line. That is where the Jaguars will open up the second half.
Our homecoming halftime's a little longer. That felt a little extended, or is it always the same? It felt a little bit extended.
It's because you had the Frito pie.
Okay, is that what it is?
It is the Frito pie at
halftime.
It
passed the test, by the way. This is my first one. It passed.
That was your first Frito. I get these every week. You always look at me like I'm strange.
I know.
Although, you know, T.P. Miller says bean, bacon, and chorizo taco. You're thinking that, so you might as well try the Frito pie.
Might as well.
I'm just really disappointed that Tim Spence from our station, we call him the sweaty monkey, he was going to come because he wanted to try the nacho chip Frito chili thing. He doesn't even know what it's called. First down, Bubba Johnson across the 40 and down at the 42-yard line. He actually threatened to show up here on a Saturday just to try that.
Well, I would have enjoyed him, but he's not here. But you know who is here? King Johnson's back on the field, Jason. Number 80 out there is lined up wide left. So that's good to see. But unfortunately for Churchill, Relaford is still without his pads, holding that shoulder. He looks like he's done for the day.
Second down and 7 from the 42-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Ball on the near hash. Hawkins throwing, looking for King Johnson. On the screen play, gets it complete to the 45. He breaks a tackle, and he'll have a first down before he is driven back. As we get this second half underway, Johnson, the visiting team here in the school district stadium, wearing their blue helmets, white jerseys with blue numbers, dark blue numbers, the Columbia blue pants. Churchill with the black helmets, black jerseys, and gray pants. Hawkins fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's going to run this one into Churchill territory and down to the 41-yard line of the Chargers.
And you talk about Churchill and all the fumbles they've created. That time, number 14 linebacker Cooper Kuntz, when coming to make that tackle, really sound fundamental tackle, but he went for the strip, almost got it, but Hawkins was able to hold on to it.
Hawkins back to throw on first and 10. Fires a dart to Simpson. Makes a move at the 30. Still on his feet at the 25 and tripped up at the 20. a touchdown-saving tackle made there by the Churchill Chargers, Cooper Kuntz, the linebacker.
Man, we talk a lot about King Johnson, and rightfully so, but I've been highly, highly impressed with Gabe Simpson today. He had the touchdown already. Should have had two, and a great move and running catch right there.
24 yards on the catch. Sets up this Bubba Johnson run into the end zone. Touchdown from 17 yards out. And the Johnson Jaguars open the second half with a quick strike scoring drive.
What a drive by Johnson. You know, we talked about it. Churchill kind of has some momentum going in the half. Johnson comes out here, settles down, gets the ball to their playmaker, King Johnson, then to Simpson, then, you know, Bubba finishes it off. Great drive to start this third by the Jags.
Noah Garza on for the extra point. Had the first one blocked today. Little trouble with the snap there, but Craig Gunn's able to get it down. The kick up and good. And at 10-11 to play here in this third quarter. People are still at the concession lines. It's now 27-9 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Hey, Cowboys fans, want to kick off tailgate season with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, Rowdy, and a Dallas Cowboys legend? Stop by the HEB in McCreeless Market, located at 4100 South New Braunfels Avenue in San Antonio, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, September 23rd. You'll even have a chance to enter to win tickets to an upcoming Dallas Cowboys home game, as well as tour the Hall of Fame bus and more. Don't miss out as we roll into town for the Dallas Cowboys tailgate tour presented by HEB.
When your business needs an electrician, for over 35 years, the family-owned Hill Electric has served San Antonio. Powered by relationships with dedicated estimators who analyze the issue, research cost-effective solutions, and clearly communicate the options without charging you a dime. A proven process that allows you to continue focusing on your unique purpose. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074. That's 404-9074. Or hill-electric.com.
San Antonio Sports Star.
A quick opening drive touchdown for Johnson. A short kick at the live ball and fielded immediately by Flores, who will take a seat at the 28-yard line. Five plays, 62 yards, minute 45 off the clock. Bubba Johnson scores on a 17-yard run. He now has eight carries for 74 yards. That's 9.2 a carry. The scoring summary brought to you by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. Seven area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, visit SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit. 27-9, first and 10 from the 29 here for the Churchill Chargers. Hunter Pavelchak works out of the shotgun, hands the ball off. Up the middle goes 22, Nicola Perry, who has gotten the bulk of the work today after the early injury to starting running back Harold Rutherford.
Johnson, you know, they're a reason they're number three in the city, Jason, and they showed right there. Only took them five plays, get the ball to all three of their playmakers, and Bubba finishes it off. See how Churchill responds is if they stick to their game plan and just keep running the ball, or they, you know, let it take a few chances.
Second and eight. Pavelchak going back to throw. Has time. Nobody open. Nobody open. Now he fires over to the sidelines. Does that catch make? No. He couldn't get control and feet down. Incomplete. Trying to connect with Diego Sostre.
If I'm Diego, I'm telling my kids I made a one-handed grab on the sideline. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Great catch, whether he toe-tapped or not.
Third down and eight from the 31-yard line. And I don't want to undersell, but what a big play here. The last thing Churchill needs is a repeat of the first quarter. They can't go three and out here. Pavelchak out of the shotgun, back to throw, looking, fires, has a man open, can't connect with Flores, who takes a big hit high, and a flag comes in for helmet-to-helmet contact. They're going to get number six, Walker Cherry, for the penalty for hitting a defenseless receiver. As much as I hate it, I think that is the right call by the official.
It's the right call, and I like, you know, Walker Cherry wanting to be aggressive, but you also got to be smart at the same time. If you're going to hit him, to make sure he doesn't catch it, which the ball was clearly already overthrown, you can't go helmet to helmet. It's the right call.
So 15 yards on third and eight. They get the first down by way of penalty. And I don't know that Ron Harris cares as long as those sticks move and that offense stays out on the field. Speaking of Ron Harris, Rudy J., R&R in the morning, 6 to 10 a.m. you do the show with Rob Thompson. Now, you look at the Churchill coaching staff. Rob Thompson would fit in. I know his high school doesn't exist anymore, and his boys went to Central Catholic, but the coaching staff at Churchill, they wear fishing shirts with the Churchill logo. Rob Thompson would fit right in. If he needed an adopted team, I would suggest you mention to Rob the Churchill coaching staff just because of their shirts.
I'm putting this in my show notes as we speak, Jason. That you are so right. I think Rob probably averages 3 fishing shirts per week. And that's me being nice. It's probably more like 4, but yeah. If I look down there and I didn't know these guys, I think one of them was Rob Thompson. Those are nice shirts, but yeah, Rob loves him a good old fisherman shirt. Loves him.
I mean, it's the Aggie uniform of the day. I promise he's wearing a fishing shirt right now.
Absolutely.
As he gets ready for A&M against Louisiana Monroe, a game you can listen to later this afternoon here on 94.1. Pregame for that one gets underway in about an hour and 20 minutes as Churchill takes a timeout here.
Important drive. Really, really important drive for Churchill to do not make sure this game doesn't get away from them. So I understand Ron Harris wanted to get this right.
Well, and again, you're at your own 49-yard line. Mm-hmm. Well, the scoreboard says 44, but I get it. I mean, he's finishing his Frito Pie over there. But, yeah, you 27-9. And I know that seems like, oh, man, what kind of game are you having? The reality is, this game has been closer than what the scoreboard shows.
For sure.
Churchill can't let it get out of hand because now the clock is working against them. But if you were watching UTSA Army last night, quick strike offense, and they're capable of the big play, can get you right back in just when you realize half the people have headed to the parking lot.
Absolutely, Jason. And, you know, Not wanting to put too much pressure on them, but at some point you got to stop kicking field goals if you're Churchill as well.
Yeah.
You got to score a touchdown on this one.
After the timeout, second down and 7. Pavelchak hands the ball off to the right side with a pretty nice run that time. Is number 5, Sebastian Vasquez, gets to the Johnson 45-yard line. That will bring up 3rd down and 1 after that 6-yard run.
Churchill a little deep at the running back position. That's their third one I've seen out there, and he does what the other two done and gained big yardage running behind that right side of that line.
Coming into tonight, the sophomore Vasquez had 68 yards on 18 carries. 3rd down and 1. Handoff. Perry hitting the backfield. Tries to fight forward, and he's not going to get there. Big old Anthony Bass and his teammates, man, they turned that around. It's 4th and short now for the Chargers.
And what's crazy about that stop, Jason, they were still subbing guys in and still were able to stop Churchill from getting that yard that they needed to get the first down. They caught them switching players.
4th and 1, Churchill will go for it. Pavelchak under center, trying to get Johnson to jump. Now looking over, getting signals, plenty of time on the play clock with 10 seconds. Under center, Hunter Pavelchak takes it, hands it off. First down, Perry, then some. He's still on his feet at the 40, down to the 38-yard line.
Hey, great job by Pavelchak. I mean, he had me fooled. He was leaning forward. I was like, oh, this is QB sneak all the way. It seemed like he got Johnson with it as well. Great gain that time by Perry, who's having a really good, solid game at running back.
1st and 10 at the 38-yard line. 7 minutes to play here, 3rd quarter. Johnson leads 27-9. Chargers driving. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Out of the shotgun, Vasquez with a nice run at the 30. Still on his feet at the 20. And finally stacked
Bumble.
Up and dropped at the 22. Loses the football. And
it looked like Churchill jumped back on it.
Well, and I hesitated calling it a fumble because I thought the one official had stopped forward progress down at the 22, and he never threw the beanbag. He never picked up a beanbag either. But the ball's at the 25-yard line.
I need new LASIK. How can you even see that beanbag?
Well, you see something fly through the air that shouldn't be.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
1st and 10 from the 25-yard line. Churchill does maintain possession. Pavelchak out of the shotgun, hands the ball off. Perry hitting the backfield, stays on his feet, spins forward to the 22-yard line. That was a tough 3-yard run.
Really tough run, and again, Churchill just doing what they're doing, staying within their lane. We're a team that runs the ball. We're going to hang our hat on it, not panicking at all. Just another solid drive. I mean, got some help from Walker Cherry to extend the drive, but nonetheless, really good drive here for Churchill.
Second down and seven from the 22-yard line. Pavelchuk out of the shotgun. Again, handoff up the middle, and Perry again gets another 3, maybe 4 yards, and it brings up third down and very short. Now, we know they're in field goal range, but we know they don't want a field goal. They need desperately to get into the end zone.
Absolutely. I guess we'll just wait on the clock. Yeah, third and three here, Jason. Definitely, as we like to call in the business, two down territory. Expect two handoffs here. If not, just one if they don't pick it up here.
Three in the backfield. Pavelchuk under center. Hands the ball off. Left side. Perry hit, dropped. Anthony Bass is there defensively along with number 52, Court Robinson. And it's fourth down. No gain officially?
No gain.
Maybe half a yard?
Yeah, maybe half a yard. Well, still one out of your book, Jace. This looks like a long two. I don't know the difference between a short two and a long two. Help me out there, Mr. Play-by-Play.
You know, I've heard the comments that you've made. I think you do know. Fourth down and two. The Charger offense stays out on the field. Pavelchuk under center. Takes the snap. Rolling near side. The naked bootleg is going to work for the first down and more. Gets all the way down to the 10-yard line. What a great play call by the Churchill Chargers.
Yeah, and you know what? Pavlicek, he got banged up earlier in the first half, and he's still kind of gimpy. It took a lot out of him to get those 2 yards. It seemed like he was running uphill, poor kid. He's definitely battling some type of lower body injury, but they moved the chains. First down, Churchill.
First and goal. They spotted at the 9-yard line. Ball on the near hash. Handoff. Vasquez hitting the backfield, and he will get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that is it. Second down and goal.
Good play by the linebacker number 4 for Johnson, Hunter Willis. Clog up that lane and make a shoestring tackle that time.
Perry has gone over 100 yards for the afternoon on 22 carries, according to stat guru John Robbins. Second down and goal from the 9.
Guru. Okay, I like it.
Pavelchuk out of the shotgun. They give it to Perry again, right side. He grinds down to about the 5-yard line.
The Kellen Moore in me wants to throw the ball. A little play action, a little quick slant for Churchill. I mean, Johnson at this point has got to be thinking you're running the ball every time. But, I mean, if it's working, why fix it?
Well, and you wonder, you know, we saw him leave Pavelchuk with the arm injury, and he's coming out right now. It looked just like a turf burn. We saw the blood on the elbow. They taped him up. But you wonder if there's something more going on that's really keeping him from being able to throw the ball. And on this third down and goal play from the 6, he's not in at quarterback. Perry out of the Wildcat, and they're going to get a false start penalty here, I believe, against the Churchill Chargers. Our referee, Gerald Green.
Illegal
substitute. Now, Ty Webb is on the depth chart listed as the backup quarterback. On third and goal now after the penalty, outside of the 10-yard line, Pavelchuk does come back into the game.
Now you're in a situation where you have to, and the windows are a little bit tighter. Be interesting to see what Ron Harris and his staff elect to go here. Are they going to stick to what they do, just run the ball and take the 3 again, Jason? Or do you try? Or do you take a chance and try to let Pavelchuk fit it in one of these tight windows and risk the turnover?
I got to see what happens here. Either or, hate to be non-committal, but on third and goal now from the 11, 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Pavelchuk rolling to his right. A hold is called and a sack is made. Regardless, as he's sacked back at the 20, and that goes a long way in making the decision on what to do here as Walker DeHarsh blows up Hunter Pavelchuk. There's also a penalty, an easy hold call for this officiating crew. So they're going to decline the penalty and take the sack. T.P. Miller with the easiest decision, and that makes Ron Harris's decision on what to do on fourth and goal easy. Here comes Jason Cardenas for his fourth field goal attempt of the afternoon.
It's about the little bit shorter than the one to end the half. This is going to be about
37 yards.
Yeah.
He's good from 41, 28, and 34 from the far hash. 37-yard try for Jason Cardenas. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's on the way, and it is no good. He pushed it left, and the score remains Johnson 27, Churchill 9 with 2:29 to play. And how deflating will that be for the Churchill Chargers to have such a long drive and come up with no points?
Yeah, you come away with no points, and what? And the other thing you got to be worried about is, one, now you got to deal with Ty Hawkins and Bubba Johnson again. But number two, Pavlicek clearly isn't right. Something's going on with the kid. Even that time on that sack, he got a really, really slow, ran off slow as well.
16-play drive, 8 minutes off the clock, no points. Here's Bubba Johnson on first down, breaks a tackle. Bubba Johnson still on his feet, trying to carry a Charger defender with him all the way across the 35-yard line. Cooper Kuntz needs to buy a ticket for that ride.
He does need to buy a ticket for the ride, but he also saved a touchdown. Bubba was about to go to take a house call on that, but Kuntz was able to ride him all the way out of bounds.
22 yards on that run for Bubba Johnson. First and 10 from the 42-yard line. Jaguars on the move, leading 27-9, late third quarter. Hawkins back to throw. Looking downfield, has a man open and could not connect that time. Boy, I tell you what, they were trying that wheel route with Andres Benavides.
Just a little bit overthrown. I thought Benavides was going to run under DK. Hawkins tried to give him some time to run under it, but a little bit overthrown. Good play call by Johnson, though.
Second down and 10 here. And, you know, I started to wonder, all right, I wonder if Johnson is going to just stick with the run game and try to burn clock.
No.
Second and 10 from the 42. Churchill coming with the blitz, and they get home. It was a handoff run play that time, and Bubba Johnson hitting the backfield and dropped for a one-yard loss. That was a great defensive play there by the Chargers.
Yeah, and that's their mama, there goes that man, as Mark Jackson would say, number 14, linebacker Cooper Kuntz. Great play coming around the edge and making that tackle on a not 9-yard carry by Bubba Johnson, one of the first we've seen.
Yeah, he hadn't been charged with too many TFLs today. That one minus one. Hawkins on third and 11 will fire out to Bubba Johnson. They get him in space. Great block on the outside, and Bubba Johnson breaks a tackle. Flag down. Johnson still going, turns it inside the 30. It is going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. But we do have to check the laundry on the field, and this big play is coming back. Second big play wiped out by penalty against Johnson. This is going to be a holding penalty, downfield blocking. Now bring everybody back.
What we thought was a good block by the receiver, Jason. It looks like the ref kind of was hesitant to call the hold. It was clearly a hold, but he called it.
Who did he call it on?
Josh Littleton, number 7.
Number 7. I thought Josh had a pretty clean block.
I thought he got some jersey in his hand. This is what happens when you got the white gloves and the black jersey. You can kind of catch him. I thought it was a little bit of a hold, but the thing is, it was a little late. The ref didn't want to call it, but he was like, nah, that's a hold. Kind of freed Bubba Johnson up for that big game.
So that comes all the way back to the 35-yard line. They need to get to the Churchill 48.
Gotta get off the field.
Down and 16. Churchill coming with the blitz. Hawkins scrambling. Hawkins avoids one. Hawkins sets his feet, fires across the field. A catch made by King Johnson, but at the line of scrimmage, and he is tackled immediately. That was like a 35-yard throw for no gain.
Yeah, it was. I thought Ty probably should have tucked that one, but again, he got the ball complete. But Churchill, very much needing to get off the field, and they do just that.
Miles Pace back to return the punt from Troy Cragen on 4th and 16. I don't think you got to worry about a fake here. Churchill looks like they might try to bring some pressure, but it's not like they got 10 on the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Trey Grun has it partially blocked. It's a block. and it makes midfield and is going to be down at the Churchill 49-yard line, a 15-yard punt officially, as it was partially deflected by Cooper Koontz.
Of course, there he is again, number 14. You said it, Jason. They looked like they were going to bring pressure, but it wasn't 10, but they still got home, was able to get a hand on the ball, and Churchill's going to start this drive at about the 50-yard line. Isn't it crazy for me to say they can't have another 8-minute drive? You know,
well, there's 14 seconds left in the quarter. A fast-moving quarter.
Yeah, they want to strike quick here if you're Churchill, down 18.
Hunter Pavlicek from his own 49-yard line. Hands the ball off. Up the middle, there's a bit of a seam at the 45. Breaks a tackle is Perry. He's at the 30, at the 25, the 20. Tripped up inside the 10 and dropped at the 8-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle by Caleb Borrego. And you talk about the quick strike that Churchill was looking for. They get a lot on one play on the final play of the third quarter. We head to the fourth with Churchill looking at a first and goal, but down 27-9 here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
Injuries happen, and when they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, dislocations, sprains, and strains. Conveniently located in the Quarry area with extended hours Monday through Saturday with on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury, and best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Learn more online at TSAOG.com.
Experience first-class service at Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio. Shop incredible offers on a large inventory of new and slightly pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, like newly stocked certified 2023 C300 sedans at only $49,991. Plus, see our available low interest rates at mbofsa.com. That's newly stocked certified 2023 C300s for just $49,991. Experience the Mercedes-Benz of San Antonio difference today on San Pedro Avenue. For complete offer details, visit mbofsa.com.
San Antonio's Sports Star.
A 43-yard run by Nicola Perry to close out the third quarter has the Churchill Chargers looking at first and goal from the 8-yard line to start this fourth quarter here on 94.1 at San Antonio Sports Star. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix in the NCE General Contractors broadcast booth here at Comalander Stadium. This game broadcast sponsored by Frost. They want you to make a winning financial call. Contact a Frost banker for advice 24/7, day or night. And the game energized by Hill Electric. Never a service charge, always free estimates. Call Hill Electric at 210-404-9074 or hill-electric.com.
I thought there was about three or four times, Jason, I thought he was going to go down, and he just kept, you know, bumbling, stumbling, and rumbling, and rolls on for a 43-yard carry. He's had a really, really good game, Nicola Perry has.
First and goal from the 8. Perry hitting the backfield, and he is going to be dropped. My goodness, that time. Busting right through is Walker DeHarce.
What a tackle. What a play. Big hit.
Second and goal from the 8. You know, you kind of feel like, you know, in the white jersey, it's DeHarce. In the black jersey tonight, it's Koontz.
Absolutely.
Those two guys individually, and I know there's 11 out there, but those two are making play after play for their defenses. Loss of one, second and goal from the 9-yard line. Hunter Pavlicek, the Churchill quarterback, works out of the shotgun on the far half. Snap is low. He picks it up off the turf, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. No gain on the busted play. Walker DeHarce again.
Yeah, low snap, kind of fumbled it there. Kind of surprised that they're calling plays for Pavlicek for keepers right now, the way he's moving around.
I don't think that was.
Okay.
I think the timing was off when the snap was rolling
just take
back.
Off. Third and goal.
Ball back at the 10. This drive started at the 8. They're at the 11, actually. Back to throw. Pavlicek fires behind the man. It's bobbled. It's intercepted. And coming back the other way now, bouncing all the way, rolling into the end zone. He's trying to find the corner and outrun anybody, and he does hit the corner. He needs one block, and he doesn't get it. Run out of bounds near the 20. I don't see. There comes
there
the late flags for the hit out of the bounds. But what a play by Sam Draper, the corner for Johnson, on the bobbled pass. It's bouncing in the air. He's able to pick it at the one-yard line. He came up near the seven, then rolled all the way back almost into the goal line trying to turn the corner. He wanted a 99-yard return.
I was calling touchdown, but Nicola Perry, who's had a great game running the ball, comes through. I thought that was a horse collar. I don't know if it was a late tackle as much as it was a horse collar by Perry. Nonetheless, he saved the touchdown. You know, Draper's celebrating on the sideline, so he's okay. So if you're Perry, you'll take that penalty versus them taking that to the house.
Our referee tonight, Gerald Green. So after the run, and you had 15, and good call on the horse collar, because there was so much going on that far sideline. I wasn't sure horse collar or hit out of bounds, and quite honestly, I was looking downfield to see if anybody was going to get that Churchill lineman who did a good job of hustling, but it wasn't going to take much to knock him off, and that could have gone a long way. So after the interception by Draper, it's at the 40-yard line for Johnson to start this drive. Churchill jumps a free play here for Ty Hawkins. He finds a man over the middle and unable to bring it in as Josh Littleton.
Wide open, great pass. That's one that Josh would want back. It should have been a catch, but he had a free play.
So 5 yards on the penalty. Brings up first and five from their own 45-yard line.
And going back to that interception, Jason, you get two, you know, Churchill, receiver, kind of almost catches it, bobble, bobble, bobble. Tough break for Churchill there, third and 11.
Hawkins on first and five. We'll keep this one himself. Makes one miss, makes another one miss. Still on his feet, gets upended at the Churchill 40-yard line.
Big hit that time by the safety, number 21, Sutton Cantrell. Upending Hawkins. Hawkins gets up okay.
First and 10 from the 40 of Churchill. Under 10 to play here, fourth quarter. Johnson leading 27-9. Trying to put this one to bed here on this drive. Turnover in the points. They've done that already once this game. Hawkins hands it off. Bubba Johnson to the right side, and he picks up about four. Second down and six coming here for the Jaguars.
That time linebacker number 34, Roman Roma, another player that Coach Harris talked about with before the pregame. Good open field tackle that time on Bubba.
Hawkins tying his shoe, trying to get his shoe back on.
That's
second and six from the 36. Churchill showing blitz. Bubba Johnson runs right by the blitzing linebacker, still on his feet. Bubba Johnson at the 20 makes a move at the 10, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Johnson. Bubba Johnson with the 36-yard run.
So good in between tackles. And then once he gets out in the open field, he's faster than everybody. He's quicker than everybody. He's strong as all get out. Great run. Having a fantastic game. Think Bubba's in the clubhouse right now, Jason.
Bubba is in the clubhouse. Our player of the game coming up on the postgame show will award. Noah Garza on for the extra point try. Some sort of delay. One of the players for Johnson a little slow getting back to the sideline, and the referee is chasing him out like he's saying, get off my lawn.
That's exactly what.
Noah Garza with the extra point. It is no good. He pushed it. It might have been partially tipped by number 21, Sutton Cantrell, who came diving in. But that's two missed extra points tonight for Johnson. 9:09 to play here, fourth quarter. The Jaguars lead the Chargers 33-9 on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster.
With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
33-9 our score. Johnson leads Churchill as the Jaguars kicker Noah Garza puts his foot into this one. A returnable kick from the 5-yard line up to the 10, the 15, the 20. Ty Webb dancing now, coming back the other way. Flags fly, and he ends up losing yards after the little dance. The Jaguars, another quick drive. 4 plays, 60 yards. 1:19 off the clock following the interception by Sam Draper. Bubba Johnson scores on a 36-yard run. The scoring summary brought to you by Smoky Mo's Barbecue. Smoky Mo's Barbecue with 7 area locations to serve you. To find the one closest to you, visit SmokyMo'sBBQ.com. Smoky Mo's, the pit is lit. Or Bubba Johnson, he now has 12 carries, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns, as you said, in the clubhouse. He's in discussion for our Player of the Game award. We'll see what Churchill is able to do here on the kick return. Ty Webb, while dancing around, somebody grabbed his face mask. So they end up starting this drive after the 15-yard penalty at their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't dancing around. He got spun around by the helmet.
Well, it was the dance and spin.
Okay.
Perry on the run, up the middle, breaks a tackle, and will end up with a first down as he ran right up the hash for 10 yards to the 48-yard line. Move the sticks.
You know, if you TP Miller, Jason, the thing with the coach is when you have a team as good as he has, you have to find ways to keep them engaged and let them know, hey, we still got work to do. And if anything, TP can go back and say this week, like, look, we have to figure out our run defense. Churchill's ran the ball far too well, even though, you know, game's well in control. But that's something you can nitpick if you're TP.
Perry up the middle again. Has the about 7-8 yards there as he crossed midfield. Perry's run the ball extremely well today. Was the yes. team's leading rusher coming into the game, although not the starter. The starter, Relaford, left early in the game with a shoulder injury and has not been back. Second down and 2, 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's 33-9. Again, Churchill needs to find the end zone. Perry up the middle and maybe just short of a first down.
Yeah, he stopped him short. That is the one thing Johnson done well in the short yardage. Johnson's been fantastic. When you're talking about, you know, Churchill trying to get 2 and 3 yards, that's when they kind of show their teeth and do what they're supposed to do. It's the early down run plays that have hurt Johnson.
Third down and a yard here for the Chargers. Hunter Pavelchuk out of the shotgun. Vasquez in the backfield with them. Sebastian gets the carry. Vasquez has the first down as it gets down to the 40, to the 39-yard line. And then a flag comes in late. I think it's going to be another face mask penalty against the Johnson Jaguars. That would be the second on this drive.
So you got 2 face masks. You have the...
Face mask called against the Jags. Aiden Poteet, the linebacker, called for the penalty, and that moves the ball all the way down to the 24-yard line.
A couple of face masks. You had a helmet to helmet. Nonetheless, they're still in full control up there, 33-9 with 7 minutes.
Yeah, but
minutes.
You got 30 yards of penalties on this drive.
Right.
So that's helping Churchill get down the field without using a lot of clock. Vasquez on the carry, hit from behind, falls forward for about 2. I mean, the urgency at some point they've got to have. I'm not sure if their quarterback is 100%, if he's capable of throwing the ball at this point, but they're not even trying. But even then, you look at the amount of time they are using just getting the play called in.
Absolutely, Jason. And if he can't, maybe, you know, go 2 quarterback system and let someone come in that can't throw the ball. At some point, you got to take some chances.
Vasquez stood up. What a hit that time. Is that number 11, Troy Cragun? That couldn't be.
No,
not 11.
No, I look like number 13 if I'm looking at my.
Oh, Craig Hunt's the backup quarterback. I don't think he's out there playing. John Robbins, our great spotter, says 18, Adam Smith.
Linebacker, 5'10", buck 60, senior. Great tackle.
Sometimes those numbers, man.
Sometimes, yeah.
Third down and eight, Pavlicek to throw. Fires, has a man in the end zone. Flores can't come up with it. Incomplete. David Flores had an opportunity on what was a pretty throw from quarterback Hunter Pavlicek.
Yeah, and again, I thought it was open. Safety got over a little bit late, kind of overthrown him, but that's there. That's there. I'm just wondering why we haven't seen more of it. Again, the run is working. I get it. But when you're down, they've been down the entire game. David Flores has been there. Clearly, Pavlicek can throw the ball. We got to see more of that here with Oler, a little bit over 5 minutes left.
Fourth and eight from the 22-yard line. Vasquez in the backfield. The Chargers will go for it. Going back to throw, Pavlicek in trouble. He's going to be sacked. A turnover on downs. A big defensive stand by the Johnson Jaguars, and the Johnson offense will take over. 5:46 to play. Don't want to say start the bus quite yet, but you can pull the keys out of your pocket.
Yeah, you can take the keys out. You can take the keys out. You may want to turn the AC on, cool it off a little bit. So I'd start it. There's nothing wrong with that. No disrespect. Churchill is a highly. Johnson is who, in my opinion, I feel like Johnson is the best team in the city. I've seen the top three. I've seen Reagan. I've seen Steele. I feel like Johnson's the best team in the city if I had a vote. I get that. But I came away from this game, I'm impressed with what I've seen from Churchill. You know, when you're playing Johnson or you're going to be playing a Reagan, it's going to be tough sledding. But anybody else, the way they run the ball and the way they, you know, create turnovers, they're going to be in every game.
In at quarterback is Craig Gunn, the backup. Hands the ball off, running up the middle, getting to the 40-yard line. Nice 12-yard run that time. And it looks like it's Benavides. Time to see a bunch of backups. Benavides in the game. Troy Craig Gunn in the game. And I know T.P. Miller in a situation like this. Go run your offense. You practice. If something happens, we want to make a long playoff run. I want to see if Troy is going to be able to throw the ball. He is 0-for-1 on the season in the one game that he has gotten in at quarterback.
Okay. I kind of figured TP was going to do that. I saw that last touchdown Bubba scored. He was even gimpy. So I guess TP is like, all right, that's enough. Let's just get out of here healthy with our starters anyway.
Benavidez on the run, picks up a couple. Second down and long coming. 33-9 our score here at Comalander Stadium. Across the way at Heroes, Roosevelt is leading the Madison Mavericks as we check scores at 210varsity.com. Brought to you by Mother's Window Tint. Do it at Mother's and save. Aggies, Louisiana Monroe. Pregame starts in about 50 minutes from right now with the great Andrew Monaco. 2 o'clock pregame show. As they look to bounce back after that loss a week ago to Wyoming.
Miami. Or Miami.
What'd I say?
Wyoming.
Did I say Wyoming?
Because
yeah,
Wyoming's
Texas on my mind.
Today.
Texas plays. Every Aggie would be mad.
That's all good. Yeah, the Aggies, they need a cupcake win after what they happened to them versus Miami. That was embarrassing. I'm sure Monaco and Rob Thompson will both tell you that. And Chip.
A little bit of everybody.
Oh, and John. Sorry, guru.
Our stat guy, John Robbins, not wearing an Aggie shirt today, tells me everything I need to know about the state of the Aggie program. Here's a run down to the 45-yard line, about a 5-yard pickup for Benavides. LSU is all over Mississippi State, 27-7. Florida State leading Boston College 24-10. Kansas State and Missouri tied at 17 in the third quarter. Texas, Wyoming, they get going at 7 o'clock on the Longhorn Network. Apparently still a thing.
That's still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've got the eviction notice, but apparently they still have furniture in the living room. Second down and 5 from the 45. Craig Gunn hands it off. Benavides will get about 3 yards, breaks the tackle, and ends up with a lot more than 3. He'll end up with the first down, unless they were blowing him down. Did they? I guess they did stop forward progress,
which we've seen quite a few of those. Yeah, the inadvertent whistles. We've had fumbles that we thought the forward progress had stopped. It's been a weird game for forward progress and early or late whistles.
Third down and two here for the Jaguars. Just under 3 minutes to play here on this Saturday afternoon. Greg Gunn out of the shotgun. Hands the ball off. Benavides has the first down as they're methodically working down the field. Johnson with this win is going to improve to 3-0 and 1-0 in district play. They get the Roosevelt Rough Riders next week. The Churchill Chargers will go into a bye, and then they'll come back after the bye with a game against Roosevelt.
Colorado real, Jason? I mean, they're going to beat Colorado State tonight, but can they go into Eugene and win next week? Are they real?
Yeah, they look real. I mean, no matter what you thought of Colorado before the season, with the amount of players that Deion Sanders was able to bring in through the portal, very similar to what G.J. Kinney has done at Texas State, they have shown that you don't need 3-4 years to get my guys in and change the recruiting. You could change the cupboard out overnight. And clearly, that's what they've done. Shador Sanders has proven he is a real legit D1 Power 5 type of player. And they've got a bunch of athletes there. And Deion is not going to take his foot off the gas pedal tonight. No. I wouldn't be surprised if they scored 60. I don't think I'd be surprised if they score 80. I wouldn't be surprised if Deion checked to see if they could put 3 digits on that scoreboard.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly tonight.
Here's a handoff to Benavides up the middle. Down to the 34-yard line as we've got 90 seconds to play in this one. Friday night, we're going to be over at Hero Stadium. Madison against Brandeis. Madison trailing now 28-24 to Roosevelt. Brandeis blew out the Lee Volunteers last night.
How about those Rough Riders, baby?
Third down. Benavides up the middle, won't get a first down as he is run down to the 32-yard line with under a minute to play. Now you're looking at the play clock and the scoreboard clock on fourth down. They're going to have to run a play. There's about 15-second differential.
Yeah, got to run one more. Victory formation is upon us.
Well, no, it's fourth down.
Oh,
they do
you
that.
Still
it's
take
a turnover
knee,
on downs.
Yeah, you take the knee, man. Come on.
Oh, man, you try to get a first down and then take the knee.
Oh, wow.
I got to take a knee here.
Wow.
30 seconds to play. Craig Gunn with 10 on the play clock is going to let it bleed down as much as he possibly can. Out of the shotgun, Troy gets the snap. Hands it off. Benavides trying to get to the outside and won't. No quit in that Charger defense. A turnover on downs, and with 15 seconds to play, the Churchill offense will come back out onto the field.
Yo, how's your buddy Eric Morris doing up there in North Texas? It's crazy that trailers see it. Saw G.J. Kinney last week. Later on this year in November, he's going to see your good buddy Eric Morris. How's he doing up there in North Texas?
You know, it's not the greatest of starts, but, I mean, their opponents are there. But I think he's having fun. I mean, you know, what he was doing at UIW, what he did at Washington State, he's trying to do there at North Texas. And you look at Washington State, Cam Ward,
man,
off to a great start in the Pac-12.
Yeah, he is. Like, hey, y'all don't want to invite us Big Ten? Cool, we'll just kick Wisconsin in the team, you know?
That's exactly what they've done. First and 10 for the Chargers. Hand off up the middle. Hit and Perry with the run, and that should do it. They're going to take those timeouts with them and put them on a shelf. This one is in the books. Our final score from Comalander Stadium, Johnson 33, Churchill 9. We're back after this on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail, the ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way, offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee in store only. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Ever find yourself in a department store with a question, but you can't find anyone who actually works there, so you just wander? That's what it feels like when you call most banks. But at Frost, we have live customer service 24/7, so you can speak to a real human right when you call, every time you call. No phone tree, no bots, just help from a real human when you need it. It's about being there for you. It's about more than money. Frost Bank.
Injuries happen, and when they do, skip the ER and get to the OrthoNow Injury Clinic by TSAOG Orthopedics and Spine. OrthoNow provides walk-in care for injuries like broken bones, dislocations, sprains, and strains. Conveniently located in the Quarry area with extended hours Monday through Saturday with on-site x-ray casting and bracing, OrthoNow has everything you need to treat your injury, and best of all, no urgent care or emergency room copay. Learn more online at TSAOG.com.
You've been listening to the 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star Game of the Week. Energized by Hill Electric and Frost Bank. Presented by Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, Mother's Window Tint, NCE General Contractors, Smoky Mo's Barbecue, TSA OG Orthopedics and Spine, and the San Antonio Quarterback Club.
24 yards on the catch. Sets up this Bubba Johnson run into the end zone. Touchdown from 17 yards out. And the Johnson Jaguars open the second half with a quick strike scoring drive. Yeah, Bubba Johnson gets a third quarter 17-yard run. And then he put the final nail in the Churchill coffin with a 36-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. Our final score, the Johnson Jaguars beat the Churchill Chargers 33-9. All nine of Churchill's points came on field goals in the second quarter.
Yeah, all field goals. And again, when you Ty Hawkins and Bubba Johnson, they, in most of the game, they didn't even have King Johnson. But then Gabriel Simpson steps up. It's just so much talent on this Johnson football team. You know, your daughter went there. How did they capture so much success so fast?
You know, I mean, the area that they're in, obviously, pulling from Reagan, that had already built up so much. And true. I think Ron Ritterman, when he built the program, what he was able to do, and then handed it off to T.P. Miller and was able to get that school rolling. And, you know, you look at, you know, even Brandeis, who we're going to see next week, you know, some of those newer schools, right, and where they were, but the coaching and you know, you just start developing. I mean, it's crazy when you look at it, but you look at the newer schools.
Even Brennan. I mean,
Brennan is new. I mean, when I think about, like, Smithson Valley is still doing their things. They've been around a long time. Alamo Heights is doing their thing. But for the most part, you look at the newer schools and you go, hey, but it looks steel.
Steel, right.
You know, so, you know, it goes that way. 33-9, Bubba Johnson with an incredible day today. You didn't need much from Ty Hawkins. And quite frankly, you know, the defense with the two interceptions, Walker Cherry and Sam Draper getting interceptions today that stopped drives and set up points. And you just kind of go from there and see.
And, you know, the thing about it is nothing – offensive line doesn't love anything more than a fantastic, dynamic running back. And it shows. And I mean, some of the holes that they – don't get me wrong, Bubba's an extremely talented football player. But some of the holes that he's running through that Johnson offensive line creates, it's just fantastic. And then they also have the dynamic Ty Hawkins, the TCU commit. He does it as well. So, again, we give Ty a lot of credit, Bubba a lot of credit, but you got to give those hogs their just due as well.
Well, 12 carries – 135 yards, two touchdowns, at 11.3 yard per carry average. Bubba Johnson, you are our player of the game.
Well deserved, sir. Well deserved, man. Great game, great call. Look forward to Madison and Brandeis.
It's going to be a fun one next Friday night. Breakfast tacos and high school football was a treat. But
thank you, Mr. Robbins.
Absolutely. And the halftime Frito pie, you know, hits a little bit different.
It was awesome.
Generally, dinner.
What I appreciated, there was no beans. I'm not a bean guy. Don't put beans in my anything, not even in my chili.
just chili, no beans is the way it's supposed to be done.
That's a debate. That's a debate.
It is. It's dumb. It's like San Antonio and Austin breakfast tacos. If you're on the wrong side, you're an idiot.
Absolutely.
And both sides feel that way. You just kind of roll with it. That'd do it for us here. Don't forget the Aggies against Louisiana Monroe. Andrew Monaco will have the start of the pregame show in about 40 minutes from right now here on 94.1 San Antonio Sports Star. For Edwin Hafner back at the 94.1 FM studios, John Robbins on stats, Boone Robbins helping him add. He's Rudy J. I'm Jason Minix. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody.